Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bilpolian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
You smiling?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football. Football's fun.
Fun, sir.
Fun, sir.
It's fun.
Yes.
You sure?
I think.
Now you're thinking. First you smile, then you think. You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Yes. No.
No?
Sir. It was fun.
Not anymore, though, is it? Is it?
No, not by now.
No, it's not fun anymore.
No.
Not even a little bit.
No.
Make up your mind.
No, no.
Think, since you're thinking. Now go on, think.
No,
is
no.
it fun?
No, sir.
No.
No, sir.
Absolutely not?
Zero fun, sir.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
I can guarantee you there isn't a bum on the street that looks as raggedy and ridiculous as what I'm looking at right now. This is no democracy. It is a dictatorship. I am the law.
Paul Perillo.
And I noticed that he wears those leopard-spotted underwears, bikini style, sir.
And Andy. And Andy?
Think you got a future in football?
Andy Hart.
Oh, heck no. I just figure if I got to be in school, I might as well hit some people while I'm at it.
And while I'm excited about my future at Dighton Rehoboth.
Eric Scalavino. For now, anyway.
Does the term cruel and unusual punishment mean anything to you?
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
You got anger, that's good. You got aggression, that's even better. You're going to need that, too. But any little two-year-old child can throw a fit. Football is about controlling that anger, harnessing that aggression into a team effort to achieve perfection. We will be perfect. Let's go to work.
All right, let's go to work, like the man says. We're going to do that. Fred Kirsch, Andy Hart, Eric Scavallino, and 2G's here.
What's the matter with you?
What? Eric's here.
Why are you butchering my name?
That's the way it's pronounced in Northern Italy.
No, it's not.
Anyway, we're all here except for Paul, who is, what I understand, he's now nude sunbathing at a pool in Orlando.
Oh, that's disgusting.
So
SeaWorld?
That's where the whales are.
Yes. I don't know if you
laughing.
Could hear that through the
All
glass.
Right, well, welcome to the show. We have a lot to talk. This has been a great offseason. Very interesting. Probably one of the most fast-paced offseasons in Patriots history.
Yeah,
most
2007 is the only one that comes close, I think.
So the news is coming fast and furious. Of course, Julius Peppers is the latest one to appear right in the middle of the Patriots radar, but now there's conflicting stories. Vic Carucci really got everybody going. Was it yesterday that he came out with that story?
Yeah, late yesterday afternoon.
And by everybody, you mean you, because you were downright giddy yesterday.
Everybody was. Come on.
You happened to find out this story right before you did a conference call, and you were like bouncing off the walls in there during your conference call.
All right. Well, anyway, his story says that the Patriots have a deal for the second round that they got from Kansas City for Peppers, that it would take place anytime between now and the draft. But this morning – Adam Schefter, complete 180-degree difference here, says that he's 99.9% sure that it will not get done.
He said he will not be a Patriot.
Right. So who knows what's going to happen. Did you call? I gave 2G Vic's number. We're going to try to get Vic on the show.
It's funny because the Carucci story was a published report on NFL.com. Very definitive. Very informative, had a lot of details in terms of this was part of a three-step plan that involved moving Castle, getting the second-round pick, moving the second-round pick for Peppers, and then on the 23rd pick, they're going to take Ray Maualuga, and they're going to solidify the linebacking core. Very, very definitive from Vic Carucci. Will happen between the owners' meetings and the draft. It'll be finalized. And then you have Adam Schefter on the radio this morning, not a written report, but on the radio here in Boston saying, Peppers will not be a Patriot, and as you said, 99.9% sure it won't happen.
Is there a chance that between Vic Carucci's story and this morning that, you know, some other team jumped in there, let's say the Jets, and got in touch with Carolina and says, look, we're going to give you a first-round pick.
But part of Vic's story was that the Panthers don't want a first-round pick because their finances aren't good, which I don't understand, because if you unload $16.8 million from your cap, which is the franchise number for Peppers, you now have plenty of money. I'd want, at the very least, a mid-first-round pick where I can get a good player who's not going to cost that much money.
Yeah, but maybe – or maybe maybe the Broncos jumped in and said, look, we'll give you Jay Cutler. We'll trade you Jay Cutler.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So, in other words – from the time that this story came out and all of a sudden everybody's red flag went up on the other teams, maybe something happened.
Something might have happened, but that still seems to me I wouldn't – if I were Schefter, I wouldn't come out and say that 99% sure that he's not going to be a Patriot because the Patriots could always increase their offer and make it happen.
There's a huge factor here. It's called Pepper's contract. And if things are as far down the road as Vic made it sound in his report – you have to think the Patriots and Peppers have at least the outlines of we're in the ballpark financially. We could possibly do a deal. Whereas some late arrival, the Broncos, unless they're willing to just give them the Albert Haynesworth, open up the purse strings and here's the deal.
But they've already opened up their purse strings this offseason.
Right.
To 15 different players or however many it's been now.
I find it hard to believe it could go from as definitive as Vic had it yesterday that some late suitor would make it no way the Patriots could get it done. Maybe there's more competition.
Right.
But to pull a 180 there, and they're the leaders, and then they're out of it. And
Vic cited sources. Didn't name them, obviously, but he cited sources in his story. Schefter apparently didn't cite any sources, just went with his.
Well, the first thing, first of all, Vic and Schefter work for the same company. They both work for NFL.
Yeah, that's the other thing that's funny about it.
Technically, or, you know, the NFL. Schefter is more the show. All access, but
he still writes.
Yeah,
a lot.
He still writes for NFL.com. So, you know, their paycheck's coming from Goodell. If I'm a Schefter, the first thing I do, I guess, is call Pepper's agent. You know, and maybe Pepper's agent, like I said, since that time has been contacted by Josh McDaniels or, you know, somebody from the Jets and said, "Look, forget that. We'll give you something else."
But again, Peppers has been dangling for a month now.
Yeah, I know, but all of a sudden now the Patriots can't get him. We got to do something, you know?
I hate NFL trades then. If this is how it works, if a guy dangles forever and then the team looking to move him comes to what they think is the best deal they can get, i.e. Julius Peppers or Matt Cassel, and then all of a sudden these late arrivals come swooping in, then I don't like it. You're too late.
Neither
screw you.
I.
But the rumor all along was that this was his first choice. This was the team that was going after him. So it's not like New England came out of the blue and said, we've got an offer.
Every step of the way, the Patriots have in some way kind of been considered a potential landing spot.
Mm-hmm.
Rumors in ESPN, the magazine, the fact that he had four teams, one of them an AFC team, like 3-4 cuts it down to 10 or 11 teams. Everything kept the Patriots in the ball. The need here, Mike Vrabel leaves.
Right.
Every piece of circumstantial evidence fits into place with Peppers coming here, except for maybe the requisite $70+ million contract with $30 or $40 million of bonuses. I mean, that would be the biggest contract this team's ever given out. That would trump anything they've ever given out.
Really?
Yeah.
Bigger than Bledsoe's?
Brady's? Bledsoe's was a fake $100 million contract. Yeah, if you want to include fake contracts, maybe not. But Brady's was $60 million, and I don't believe in true guarantees up front. It was loaded with $40 million,
and he restructured it with.
Yeah,
with
I mean, he'll have earned a lot of money, but in terms of on the, you know, the day it signed kind of value, I think this would be the biggest deal that they'd ever signed.
Well, it's interesting. So we're going to talk about that. We've got a lot of emailers. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. That's webradio@patriots.com. Phone number is 508-543-7482. That's 508-543-7482. A couple quick announcements. I just heard from Chris Ferreira, the webmaster, before I came down. The Flash audio player will be released on Thursday. So anyone coming to this show on Thursday will have a new treat. It will no longer be in Reel. It'll be in Flash.
And that'll be better for us?
It's better for everyone.
Except people that don't have Flash.
Well, everybody can get Flash. It's a free download, as is Reel. So if you can download Reel, it's even easier to download Flash.
How come you can't do both?
You can do both.
Oh.
But why would we?
Oh, we can, but we don't.
Yeah, we'd have to stream out two separate streams at the same time.
We have enough difficulty just doing one stream.
You got that right, 2G. did you call Vic? Did you get in touch with him? Is he going to be on the show?
Yeah, he's going to call back.
Is he? Oh, that's great. Thanks for telling us.
Yeah. Fred is stunned. He thought there was no chance you'd get that
no,
done.
No, that's great.
I think he's just...
I said Fred Kirsch wanted me to call, and he said, Fred who?
He did not. No. Vic and I go, Vic was our first NFL columnist in PFW.
I like stories.
So we go way back to 1995.
That's good. That's a good connection to have.
Vic's been around.
Did you ever have dinner at Billy Ogden's with him?
I sure as hell did. He's the one who introduced me to Vic. I mean, to Billy Ogden's.
Billy Ogden introduced you to Vic?
Yeah, kind of. No, Vic told me about Billy Ogden's. So
I figured he's a Buffalo guy.
Yep, he is. So we're going to have Vic Carucci on the phone.
The man who started this whole turmoil yesterday afternoon.
And, you know, it's not unlike some of those ESPN reports in the past where you have two guys in the same company reporting conflicting stories. So,
Difference is both of these guys are pretty well respected.
Oh, yeah.
They're not big swing and miss, laughing stock kind of guys.
Right.
And as I said, both were very definitive. Two things that came out yesterday apart from the story, like, my first reaction is, why does Vic Carucci have the step A, B, and C game plan of the offseason for the New England Patriots? It doesn't feel right that a Belichick move of this nature is just out there like this. Now, I know there's agents and other teams involved, and information gets out that way. It just generally, people that do business with Bill are fearful of putting this type of stuff out there. He is very clear that we do everything in-house. That kind of led me to...
somebody who used to deal with Bill.
That's a theory that I also have thought of, that people who might have known earlier in the process the plans of the offseason could have spread this information. But the second is that made me not believe it, that there was too much information there that seems too perfect. What made me believe it was the Panthers coming out and releasing a statement saying, we don't know anything about it. By rules of the CBA, we can't be dealing with a trade because Peppers hasn't signed the deal. That, to me, felt like covering your ass, baby. Mm-hmm. We've been making this deal, but when it comes out, don't want people to think that we were doing it that far in advance.
Yeah.
We didn't actually start talking till that report came out. We figured that was a good idea. We'd look into it.
They're doing the anti-Dan Snyder.
Right, right. They're laying the groundwork for their defense in any trouble they might get into. Mm-hmm. So that made me think that there's a deal possibly in place.
And so we'll talk about that. I've got an email from Craig Bunce.
Craig from South Carolina. So
he's not dead?
No.
This isn't from the grave?
Apparently not. So we'll get to that a little later.
He doesn't like us anymore.
We'll see what Craig has to say.
Andy, you're full of crap.
So it's good to hear that he's still alive.
Better than full of
maggots.
Also,
happy St. Patrick's Day. I saw you guys. Everybody has green on except me.
Everyone but you.
You know what I've learned today? There are a lot of ugly shades of green out there.
Yeah, like the one you have on. What is that, olive?
Dark green. I like dark green.
Anyway, so happy St. Patrick's Day, but which reminds me of our trip to London.
I think that's offensive to both sides of the.
No, but I know we have
London
a lot of
don't want to be associated with St. Patrick's Day.
Screw them. All right, but we have a lot of fans.
Thanks, James.
We have a lot of fans over in Ireland and the UK, and of course we're going over in October to play the Buccaneers. And a lot of people have asked us, what are we going to do when we go there? Are we going to have a rally? What can we have dinner?
I'm planning on having dinner.
Here's what I'm thinking of doing.
A lot of it.
And I know some of the guys from the UK fan club are listening. And I want to send out a little questionnaire to these guys to just, when are you going to be in London? Do you already have, you know, kind of get a flavor of what they're doing so that maybe we can plan around it.
And I've heard less than stellar reviews from people who've been to England about the food there.
The food is fine.
So,
Vic. Did you hear him? Vic, you on the phone?
I am on the phone.
Hey, Vic, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Great to be with you.
You know, Vic Carucci, writing for NFL.com, is on the phone. And I don't know if you know, but you're on what we call PFW in Progress, Patriots Football Weekly in Progress. It's our show that we do during the offseason and season on Patriots.com. So thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Yes, your producer briefed me on that, and it's an absolute pleasure to join you.
Well, Vic, you really got Patriots Nation going yesterday with your report that Julius Peppers could be coming to the Patriots for a second-round pick. You know, how did you get that, and what do you think about Schefter now saying that it's 99.9% sure in his mind that it won't happen?
Yeah, no, it's the welcome to the fun world of liquidity in news, I guess, because as you say, your show is – you have that phrase in progress or those words, and I think that's what the world in which we deal with is the same thing. It's instantaneous. It's fluid. We all talk to a lot of different people. As you well know, deals involve multiple levels of layers of people, from agents to ownership to football executives. And I can tell you that what led me to report what I reported, and I stand by it, is the fact that there have been discussions between the Patriots and the agent for Peppers, and the agent is in the position to broker a deal because Julius is not signed his tender, one-year tender as a franchise tag player by the Panthers. And other folks that I've spoken to multiple people, but among those people was a source that pointed out to me that the second round pick that the Pats acquired for Matt Cassel was a big part of this thought process, because the Panthers currently do not have a first round pick. Their first choice in the draft is at near the bottom of the second round, and this 34th pick that the Patriots have is the second overall pick, as you know, of the second round, and that's an appealing place for the Panthers, from what I was told, from their cash position. And the financials are also another part of this for their purposes, not only unloading the commitment, the salary cap commitment of about $17 million that is involved with the franchise tag, but also to not pay a first round player this particular year. It's that much of a concern for the Panthers, from what I was told. So I know there have been some people, knocking down the idea that or being surprised or incredulous that the Panthers would settle for that, when the tag, of course, market value of the tag is two first. But to get a deal done, to get the $17 million out of their cap, to be in a position also to get the second round pick, the Patriots are an attractive partner to them, and I don't think they have one problem if that comes back to them. The next phases of this, of course, or the continued phases, are the contract with Julius and the New England Patriots. Does that get worked out? And right now, like we can always say with any negotiation, the process so far hasn't led to fruition. And I don't know what Adam was basing his report on. You mentioned Adam Schefter. And I'm not going to presume anything, but anyone who would want to say that it's unlikely to happen is probably talking about it from the perspective of Julius's agent, who says that the contract terms aren't right for his guy right now. But I emphasize right now, as I heard it a few weeks ago, or whatever it was, when Lee Bodden first talked to the Patriots, that wasn't going to happen. Lo and behold, Lee Bodden is a Patriot. So I think we're so far away from the draft. I think there's, and as I reported when I wrote this on NFL.com yesterday, the window that I had was somewhere between the league meetings, which begin this weekend in California, and the draft, which of course is April 25th. That's a lot of time to maybe come to some kind of an agreement in contract terms, at least between a team and a player. If there are no other, if no one else emerges and say we're to blow the offer, blow whatever offer the Patriots have out of the water.
Vic, you touched on the contract a little bit. Do you have a feeling for what type of deal Peppers and his agent are looking for? I mean, are we talking Albert Haynesworth scenario, $100 million? Are we looking closer to Jared Allen and his, I think it was $70 million deal? Do you have a barometer there?
I don't. I really don't have the barometer. I would not be surprised that he's going to consider his client in the neighborhood of those two players. But there are some things to keep in mind here. One, he is, to the Patriots, an outside linebacker, not a defensive end. I also think that there's close monitoring of James Harrison's discussions with the Steelers. And, markets are always set in different ways, and I'm sure that those are where the focus, that's where the focus might be. I don't know that are you comparing Peppers? Can you make an exact comparison between Julius Peppers and Albert Haynesworth? If they both were to have hit the free agent market this year, how would they have ranked? And you know, a lot of people, football people, have told me that Haynesworth clearly was at the top. No one necessarily said $100 million. And in fact, no one except I think the Redskins would have said that number. You mentioned the Jared Allen figure, and that certainly set a some sort of standard a year ago for defensive ends. But that's what he is. He's a defensive end for the Vikings. And I'm not to say that the outside linebacker defensive end market has to be drastically different because he has been tendered at a D-end level. But the reason for this particular deal, I mean, we can't lose focus. The reason there's an interest on the part of the Patriots and the reason that I think that Peppers would see New England as a good landing spot for him is that conversion to outside linebacker. So how does that factor into the discussion? And what's the NFL Defensive Player of the Year 2008 is James Harrison. What kind of deal does he end up with the Steelers? And I'm wondering if the agent for Peppers, I know he's going to keep a close eye on that.
Vic, you also mentioned earlier that Peppers still hasn't signed his tender with Carolina. Do you think that's happened because he and his agent maybe want to keep the ball in their court as far as working out a trade, whereas if he signs it, now Carolina's free to kind of do whatever they want with him? Is that your thinking behind why he hasn't signed it, or is there something else behind that?
Yeah, I don't think there's a whole lot to read into that. I don't think it's prohibitive necessarily to work something out. Matt Cassel got his deal signed with the Patriots, and then a trade is executed, not all that long thereafter. And, we know obviously how that turned out with Kansas City. But as far as Peppers is not signing it, I think it's just the flexibility of his agent talking to other teams. With his insistence on wanting to be a 3-4 outside linebacker, that takes him out of the discussion for the Panthers. So to your point of whether it gives them some kind of control or whatever it might be, I'm really not sure about that. The Panthers have protected themselves, at the very least by having the right to make a deal for this guy, to retain this guy and protect that. So even if they don't sign the tender, the Panthers are still in their great position to get something in return for him.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
and it also doesn't preclude his agent from going out there and doing some shopping and bringing a deal back to the Panthers. It's not – the Panthers aren't going to be the proactive ones here, and that wasn't that isn't what I reported, and that isn't what I believe. My sense is that the proactive party has been the Patriots with Peppers' agent, or vice versa. Those are the two that,
sure.
At least right now. And I don't know of another team, as I speak to you, of another team that's going to wedge itself into this picture and say, gee, we really want Peppers, and we'll make this deal this way, and we'll make the money work and everything else. That's why, I think the more patient the Patriots are about the money, the better it's going to work for them.
So, that's what we were talking about before you got on the air. Is it possible that Schefter came out with such a different story since yours? Was that since that time, maybe he got wind of another team like the Jets or maybe even Denver saying they'll trade Cutler to Carolina, that, now the agent's saying, uh-oh, that's a better deal. We're probably going to do that, and telling Adam that. Have you had a chance to compare notes with Adam since?
I have not. No, I have not, and that's not unusual. We're always zipping around in different places. So I haven't, and that's why I say I don't want to speculate as to why he had that why he reported what he reported, because I don't know for sure what drove him in that direction. But again, in this world where you've got a lot of people, which we do, chasing all kinds of stories and moving on, I'm back. I've got a Cutler piece that's being posted today. That's the other hot story. My other take on that. I think it's like the third one I've done on that topic. And I don't know where Adam is going next with his reporting, but ESPN and the like which has the you know, an army of people, you know, many times larger than ours, and you'll see different reporters kind of getting different elements because we all talk with different people. So I don't know that anyone has emerged in the time that I wrote what I wrote, and that led him to that place. But the most recent information I have is that there has been the discussions between the Patriots and Pepper's agent, and that they, you know, as of right now, don't have the financials worked out. I know that has to be the next hurdle to clear, if it is cleared, before you get to making the deal with the Panthers. But I'm more confident in the second round exchange being satisfactory to the Panthers than I am about a deal being worked out between the two parties, just because it is a negotiation and it does take time to you know, I don't presume to read minds and know what this guy is going to settle for, what his parameters are, what the Patriots would pay. I also know that when the Patriots begin walking down a road like this, they're not expecting a bargain here. I don't think, or whatever, however you define a bargain. But having said that, and having watched a lot of these deals go down in 100 years of covering the NFL or whatever it's been for me, things do change, and players and agents have to change their thinking sometimes to comply with an absence of other people in the fray. And that's what we don't know. I don't know right now that anyone other than the Pats are in the fray. And it would be pretty clear to me, knowing the Patriots' history, they don't have a history of negotiating against themselves too often.
Vic, in doing all your research of this story, I mean, obviously the Patriots are interested in Peppers, and I know Belichick has said in the past he thought he could play outside linebacker. But if you talk to other football people, is it a given that at his size, I think he's 6'7", 285, 290, that he can definitely succeed as a 3-4 outside linebacker as he himself projects?
You know, I don't know that that's a given. I've heard varying opinions on that. At least one personnel, I heard from at least one personnel guy, and he is in, he's someone that I quoted in the piece. He requested anonymity, but he pointed out that he a couple of things he didn't like. He said, don't lose sight of the fact that this guy went on strike literally 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. He said when he was unhappy with his contract with the Panthers, and this bothered this particular personnel man about maybe speaking to the character aspect. Now, we also know that the Patriots have had malcontents show up in New England and turn into outstanding players, malcontents elsewhere, and of course one of those famously being Randy Moss. That beyond that, the same personnel guy said the torso is long. He's a long torsoed athlete, and in his view of studying 3-4 outside talent, whether you're projecting him from college or from other teams in the NFL, that's not the ideal frame for that position in his view. It's a better frame, he said, for a hand on the ground defensive end. And he also questioned his ability to drop into coverage. And, you know, you hear that cliche, flip the hips, which is what you want someone in coverage to be able to do. And he doesn't see Peppers as that kind of guy. So it'll be interesting to see if those are factors, because that was an opinion from someone from another team. The Patriots' interest in this guy obviously has to be driven by a sense that he's a great fit, and that you said that Coach Belichick is on record as saying it. And far be it from me, even if I heard another personnel guy in the league, who I also respect quite a bit, by the way, say what he said, to necessarily contradict Coach Belichick's opinion, because again, he has a decent track record of finding guys who fit.
Right.
Well, Vic, will you be following up on this story, or is this?
The answer is yes. It's not. I was going to say no. It's not dead by any means. I think it's going to continue to percolate and be very fun to follow. Again, I said there are a lot of layers to this, and another one that I think is not to be ignored is the even though teams are competitors, the people who represent them are also have great friendships, and I happen to know that Jonathan Kraft from the Patriots and Mark Richardson from the Panthers are kindred spirits. I mean, I believe they're pretty close in age, same age, and their dads, of course, you know, own their respective teams, and they've kind of grown up together in the NFL as figurative cousins, if you will, because of the of their father's partnerships and their partnerships as families owning teams. And I believe from the standpoint, not that that is going to affect necessarily an agent's perspective, which is to just get as much money as he can, get his biggest commission. That would have nothing to do with a John Kraft or Mark Richardson relationship. But from the standpoint of doing business with the Panthers, that's a plus for this to happen. That too went into the original reporting of this. So I'm gonna like everyone else, I'm following my leads. I'm returning calls as I've spoken to you. I've got two voicemails showing up on my phone. So we'll always continue to pursue this.
Well, Patriots Nation wants you to be right. Just so you know.
Well, I'm trying. I can't. I didn't say it was a done deal.
No, I know.
I said the discussion and everything I've said to date is on target in terms of it being talked about and at least starting the discussion. I know I didn't come from left field and talk about something that has like no hope of occurring, because when there's a conversation, there's always a chance. Tell me right now, what do you think's happening in Denver? You've got people emphatically, and I'll be one of them, to say Cutler's getting traded, but 3 years left on a contract. We don't know who the heck the next quarterback would be for Josh McDaniels in Denver, but that is a crazy story. If anybody thinks they've got that one figured out, they're not probably telling you the truth. But if you talk to 10 people who do what I do, you might very well get 10 different perspectives on Denver. You got Bronco fans that don't want it to be true that he's gone, and you want other people to work it out. And you've had Josh say, I want to sit down and talk with this guy before we even go the trade route. And I've had other people tell me, put money on the fact that this guy is gone from Denver. So I for different reasons, these are very fluid situations, and you're going to probably in the next several days get a lot of and maybe weeks get a lot of different perspectives until something happens.
Well, Vic, thanks for coming on and keeping the hot stove fired up here in New England. We really appreciate you taking the time with us.
All right, my pleasure.
Okay, that's hey, Vic Carucci of NFL.com. Taking time, very nice of him to do so on such short notice.
And so quickly.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't wait like an hour or two to get back to us. He got back right away.
Yeah.
So he goes way back with Fred. They're old Billy Ogden's drinking buddies.
All right, 2G, let's take a break. We got a lot to talk about when we come back.
MLS soccer action returns to Foxborough as the Revs kick off the 2009 season.
Gillette Stadium comes alive!
Be a part of the action all season long as the Revs make another run at the Super Liga Championship and an MLS Cup Championship. Season tickets are now on sale for the 2009 season. This 20-game package features 15 regular season and 5 exclusive soccer matches. The Revs kick off 2009 on April 4th when they take on FC Dallas. See a Super Liga final rematch with the Houston Dynamo. Conference rival DC United's only trip to Foxborough. Be there when the LA Galaxy take on the Revs, the reigning MLS Cup champion Columbus Crew, and many more. Taylor Twellman.
Oh, what a goal by Taylor Twellman!
Matt Reese.
Off the line, and saved by Reese!
And the rest of the Revs are set to kick off 09, and you won't want to miss a minute of the exciting action at Gillette Stadium. Call the Revolution Ticket Office today at 1-877-GET-REVS to get your 2009 season tickets. Pride, passion, revolution!
Want to be rewarded just for shopping? At Patriot Place in Foxborough, you can be. Use your already existing Visa cards when you visit New England's most unique destination and earn points while enjoying everything Patriot Place has to offer. The points you earn from shopping, dining, and the entertainment at Patriot Place can be redeemed for amazing rewards, like free admission to the hall at Patriot Place presented by Raytheon, tickets to Gillette Stadium event, autographed Patriots merchandise, and more. The Patriot Place Rewards Program is the first of its kind. Simply enroll your existing Visa cards. There's no approval and no new card. Enrolling is easy and it's free. Register one or all of your existing Visa cards and you'll get all the benefits associated with your existing card, plus Patriot Place rewards at no extra cost. And every time you shop, you'll be entered to win a $1,000 shopping spree. Visit patriot-place.com to enroll your existing Visa cards today. Patriot Place. Everyone wins.
And now, story time with Fred Kirsch.
I had a story of something that happened to me in Seattle. I had a problem in the press box bathroom. Before the game, I went in to, you know, do my business and realized there was no toilet paper. And it's only one stall, so it's not like you could even ask for help. I peeked out and there was no one in there. So I ran out with my pants down around my knees. I've got one hand holding up my pants, but waving my hand in front of the hand dispenser. That wasn't working. Then I saw this like kind of work pylon, and on top of it, sure enough, were three rolls of toilet paper. The problem is it was right by the door. So if I went for that and someone opened the door, I was screwed. But I did it, and I went for it, I grabbed it, and I ran back to the bathroom, and I made it.
Oh, no one came in?
No. Oh. Nobody came in.
Would have been much better had someone come in.
Yeah, but it was harrowing. All right, back here in PFW Progress. We just had Vic in our earlier segment, just before the break. Vic Carucci calling in. He was the guy that broke the story about this second-round pick trade for Peppers and then Schefter.
A good rare guest on the show.
99.9% sure Schefter said he won't be a Patriot, but Vic is standing by his story, he says.
Yep.
And he's not saying it's going to happen. He's just saying, you know, this is what's been discussed and it makes sense.
I will say what he said was not quite as strong as what he wrote. I thought what he wrote said it's all but a done deal. They're just going to work out the details.
Mm-hmm.
He made it sound like he's not even sure that they're in the ballpark in terms of money.
Yeah.
Now, I know he said if the Patriots went down this road, they know it's not going to be cheap. They're interested in there's a certain price tag for a guy like Peppers. But he wasn't quite as strong in what he said as the way I read it yesterday.
Well, it sounds to me that maybe, again, we're just speculating that, like he said, the second round pick to Carolina, that's as good as gold.
Right.
They would take that. The thing now is, what's Peppers and his agent going to want? And that's where the stumbling block is.
He made it sound like the Panthers know they're going to lose him. They know he's not a Panther anymore. And second round pick is getting a pretty good value for a guy that, you know, you're covering your butt. You're not maximizing your asset maybe, but you're certainly getting something pretty good, a second round pick, a high second round pick. And if they really have money troubles and don't want the big money first round picks, it makes a lot of sense.
And what Vic wrote, I'm just looking at it here, sort of validates what we were kind of talking about early on in free agency, which was the Castle deal got done so quickly because...
Thank you, Mike Vrabel.
Right, because Castle, they needed to free up that room to try to make a bigger deal for somebody like Castle, for Peppers, namely. And Vic kind of says that in his story. He says, the Patriots already were looking ahead to the possibility of acquiring Peppers when they shipped Castle and Vrabel to KC, NFL sources say, because they wanted to clear the salary cap space necessary to sign Peppers to a new contract that would put him in the highest paid defensive players in the league category.
It certainly sounds like Vic talked to somebody from the Patriots side, doesn't it?
Right.
Both.
He made it clear that he's had some communication with the agent.
Right.
Yep.
And probably
he makes it sound like he's had some pretty good communication with a Patriot side.
Well, we want Vic to be right. We want Adam Schefter to be wrong.
Do we?
Yeah. You don't want Peppers?
I'm not sold.
You're not sold.
I talked to Eric about it this morning. The initial reaction is, wow, Julius Peppers.
Versatility.
Mm-hmm. Versatility, athlete, pencil him in for 12 sacks or more. The elite edge rusher I've been asking for. I mean, you haven't had one since Andre Tippett. You haven't had that guy just, boom, off the edge, go get the quarterback. All that I love. but he has to play linebacker. Now, I know we joked about this yesterday. They're going to run a 3.5, 3.5, 4.
Right, exactly.
And in most cases, he's going to be rushing the passer. But anytime you have a scheme, they have a 3-4 scheme. Bill Belichick has a fundamental defensive philosophy, and for 25 years, it's been the 3-4 is the best defense to win in the National Football League. So at the base, he's a 3-4 coach.
But all that
and a good offense, no matter what you want to do on defense, a good offense can put you in bad positions at times, correct? Through formationing, plays.
But all that means to me right now, because we've seen so many formations out of that 3-4, when you're first and second down, as long as the offense is showing their basic offense, then your linemen are playing, I guess we call it zero technique or whatever. Wilfork is lining up on the center.
Right.
And he's in charge of the gaps on either side. And he's really there to plug the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your tackles are acting more like tackles than they are ends. And that's just the basics of it. But from there, it can do anything. I mean, we might, even if Peppers comes here and becomes the outside linebacker, if you add it up, we might see him with his hand on the ground more than as a stand-up linebacker.
And that's fine.
You know?
But a good offense will take you out of what you want to do by motioning a second receiver over to Pepper's side and then having the back out of the backfield on Pepper's side. And as much as you want to roll your coverage and have a corner and a safety and everything over there, at some point, an offense, a Mike Martz guy,
well, sure,
will say, if you're not going to use Pepper's in coverage at all, I'll make you pay for it.
Right.
And that concerns me a little bit, that he would need at times to be in coverage, because I don't think Belichick would just say, we'll take our chances with that. We'll leave guys uncovered. We'll leave zones uncovered. He's going to say, Julius, when this, and this happens, I know it's not natural for you, but you need to get into coverage. And I worry about trading to get a guy, handing him $70 million, and not being 100% sure that he can do what I want him to do.
Okay. So
now, maybe Bill is, because Bill's on record. Back in 05, maybe, the quote was, he could probably play linebacker. Heck, I'm sure he could play linebacker.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Right,
Andy?
No.
I never said that.
No, I know what you're saying. He's had a history of guys that he really likes. He's not afraid to say that they're good,
right.
They're great. The Ed Reeds of the world. other players that he's coached or has played against several times, he'll come out and say that he knows what he could do with that guy because he's seen enough tape on them or whatever. So,
but it would be like if Ed Reed wanted to play corner. Everybody says he's a great cover mm-hmm. guy, and Bill goes, you know what, I need a corner. Ed Reed's available. I'm going to go get Ed Reed to play corner.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be excited that Ed Reed's coming, but wouldn't you be a little worried that he's never really played corner?
Well, yeah.
He's a good
corner to safety is a lot easier than safety to corner. But could this be a ruse by the Patriots just to kind of get all the attention on Peppers and then you just sign Jason Taylor, maybe his agent?
And Schefter said he thinks it's a 50-50 proposition that Taylor ends up a Patriot.
Maybe, you know, Taylor's agent starts saying, interest is waning, they got something going on with Peppers, maybe that last offer isn't so bad.
Well, and playing into this whole I'm not sure I'm sold on the Peppers thing, I said to Eric, you end up with Taylor. Say you have to pay him 2 years, $10 million. That's a lot less than you're playing Peppers, because you're going to be paying Peppers more per year over 7 years with $30 million guaranteed, huge commitment. You didn't give up that second-round pick, so maybe you go out.
Jeez. Got some problems today.
And at 23 and 34, get a great.
A little hair just shot out of his mouth.
Maybe at 23, you get Larry English, and at 34, you get, I don't know, Vontae Davis. Somebody slips, whatever. Now you have potentially two long-term contributors, and short-term, you might get 12 sacks out of Jason Taylor next year. So it's one of those moves where I wouldn't be terrified to not get it.
Another thing that Vic said that was interesting is that he mentioned the word patience,
mm-hmm.
you know, that the longer this thing, you know, lasts,
mm-hmm.
the more chance that what the Patriots might have on the table
will become
an okay deal. So, which leads me to believe that, you know, he knows that there is an actual offer out there. And, you know, that offer could become realistic the longer Peppers, you know, stays unsigned. And
right. You know. I think that's probably more likely than the team trying to play possum and trying to get a more of a deal with Jason Taylor done. I don't think that they would go to this length to do that for a guy like that.
No, I don't either.
The scenario you described, though, Andy, of – if that were to happen, if Taylor signs and they don't get Peppers, I think that's a legitimate argument you make, that he comes in for a couple of years, you try that one more push for the Super Bowl. In the meantime, you have all those picks. You start building your base with wherever you think it's necessary.
You re-sign Mankins and Will Fork. All of a sudden, in 3 years, you go, I'm kind of glad we didn't sign Peppers, because we'd be paying him $12 million a year right now or whatever, and wouldn't have, like I said, Larry English or whoever.
Yeah. So I could see either scenario, I think.
They both
works.
Seem pretty
they,
palatable.
They both seem to work, too, for the Patriots.
Now, Fred, do you want to pose your little theory that you...
Which one?
...expounded on in the office yesterday?
What's that? Which theory?
The much-used loading-up theory?
No. But on the phone right now is John in L.A. John, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Great.
An exciting last 24 hours, no matter what ends up happening.
Absolutely.
No question. Mm-hmm.
Get the hot stove going. Yeah.
Not to mention Brady's working out. That's the stunner of all stunners.
Brady's here and working out. That's something we should point out to all our listeners.
Yeah.
I was thinking that earlier. It's amazing how big a deal this Peppers story could be, because it overshadows the fact that Brady is at camp. That's a big story.
I agree.
Yeah.
Now, I expected him to be here.
I did,
because
too.
Because if he wasn't here coming off a major knee injury, both to rehab and work out,
that would frighten me.
I would be really worried beyond what I thought last year when he didn't show up. But so it's clearly a good sign that he's here.
Oh, yeah. He was just here yesterday. He went to L.A. today.
I'm only kidding. But it could be a possibility. He may have gotten on a plane last night after showing up.
Right.
You may recall that you guys and I were fretting last week about, like, oh, Wednesday, what if Brady doesn't show, but he better show by April. So, yes, it's now we can look at it and say, well, you know, that makes sense that he'd be in because of the injury and the new offensive coordinator and whatever. But it's still, I think, a pretty big deal.
I think it is, too.
It's a relief.
It is. That's the right word for it. It's a relief.
Here's my thing about Peppers. Do you think that a lot of people have been saying what Andy was talking about, his apprehension because of, you know, he has never played in the outside linebacker and whatever. But given how much of an investment it's going to be, and clearly what seems to be now an investment of time, I find it very hard to believe that a person who is as relatively conservative as Bill Belichick is going to make that move if he's not absolutely convinced I know he can play this position.
Well, I think Bill is probably convinced. But
right.
Bill was probably convinced that Chad Jackson could play, or probably convinced that Ben Watson could play.
Yeah, but he didn't waste a ton on those guys. This is like such a massive investment that I think it makes the threshold higher.
Yeah. I think when Bill makes a decision, he believes in himself, regardless of the risk involved. I think he makes a football decision. And I think his football decision on all three of those guys, would they could play for the Patriots. Mm-hmm. Two of them couldn't.
Well, maybe he's also looking at a guy like Jason Taylor, who went through this same kind of thing 2 years ago, right? I mean, he made the transition. He's a similar kind of he's a very similar kind of player, I think.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And
a little bit lighter, but yeah.
Aside from the age, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, you can't even compare Taylor to Peppers. Why? Just because of age.
Yeah.
Other than age, Jason Taylor is far more proven than Julius Peppers, because to me, he does more stuff. He's played linebacker. He's picked off passes. Ask Matt Castle about it.
Oh, yeah.
He forces fumbles. He recovers fumbles. Mm-hmm. A couple of years ago, he had one of the greatest defensive seasons in the history of the league.
Yeah. I know, but he's getting up there.
In this system.
Right, in the Nick Saban system.
Yeah.
So he's less of a question mark in terms of playing ability, more of a question mark in terms of age.
Well,
he still have it.
He's old, Fred, but he hasn't been playing old.
No, I know. He's thin. He's always been lean.
But I mean, until last year, he hadn't missed a game in like 8 seasons.
I'm not just talking about missing games. His production, like Andy pointed out, has still been pretty high.
No, it has. You know?
He was defensive player of the year 2 years ago.
We had an Ask PFW, John. Sorry to steal your time here, but an Ask PFW said, is it really an upgrade over Vrabel? That, you know, because Vrabel had 4 sacks last year. Taylor had 3.5, I think, in Washington, and the difference is, Vrabel had 4 sacks, which is an average Mike Vrabel year, aside from the 12.5 from the year before.
Right.
The 3.5 sacks for Taylor is a huge drop-off for a guy that had at least 8.5 sacks for 8 straight seasons.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. Jason Taylor generally rolls out of bed and gives you more than a half dozen sacks every year, not to mention forced fumbles and pressures and all that.
Interceptions.
Jason Taylor's a great
player.
Yeah. He really is. I mean, we forget how good that Miami defense has been over the years.
And how good. Do you remember we see him against the Patriots standing up at linebacker, hand down at defensive end? All of a sudden now he's moving into defensive tackle and he's rushing from the inside. He is a great athlete, and everybody says, oh, Julius Peppers, 6'7", 290, freakish athlete. Just because Jason Taylor isn't 6'7", 290, maybe he's 6'6", 260.
That's pretty
he's
damn
still
close.
A freakish athlete. Yeah.
Long arms.
He's a great athlete.
Yep.
The age is the only question. What's left?
I think it's a win-win as long as we get one of those guys.
I agree.
We will get one of them.
I think it's pretty evident we'll get one of them.
You get one of those guys and you've filled that need that we've all been talking about for an edge rusher. Somebody just get after the quarterback.
Here's my question. I know it may sound a little preposterous, but what about both of them?
No.
Well, that's then exactly you move the Vidalius inside. I mean, that would be crazy, but it would be awesome.
You just sounded like a high school kid.
That would be crazy, but it'd be awesome. Okay, dream time is over.
My analysis. All right.
Good luck, guys. Peace out, John.
But, you know, you think about it. Again, you're right. Peppers is really – he is an unknown quantity at that outside backer. But you focus on Jason Taylor. You got Adalys Thomas on one side. You got Jason Taylor on the other side. You got Mayo in the middle. Holy
and
mackerel.
If rookie, if rookie Vick draft is right, Ray Mauluga playing next to Mayo in the
holy
middle.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
Richard Seymour up front and Will Fork and Ty Warren protecting him.
Mike Wright,
oh,
Jarvis Green, everybody's healthy. You actually have cornerbacks now with Springs and Bodden.
Don't forget
and
Tank Williams. Remember last year at the beginning of the season, the big talk was Tank Williams and his versatility. He was going to be the big.
What are all those noises back there? Why is the phone ringing?
Why are you ringing?
God.
God damn it.
We were having
useless.
Such a nice show, and then he starts making phone calls on air.
Jeez.
What are you doing?
Unless you're ordering me lunch,
I like
never do that again.
And then he turns his back to us.
Yeah.
Like, you hear us.
This is going to go
ears
away.
His are red.
He's ignoring us.
2G.
But you know what, Fred?
Sickness.
And don't forget, this offense, if they can get one more quality receiver, this offense has a chance to be maybe better production-wise than the 2007 offense.
I mean, if Galloway's
it's
healthy.
It's not going to be better than
if Galloway is healthy, he has more speed than Jabbar Gaffney. He's certainly faster than Jabbar
better
Gaffney.
Hands.
And yeah, I guess he's got better hands.
I've never seen him catch, but I bet he has better hands.
But you got Brady under center. He sees the double team on Moss.
All right, you stop acting it out over there? Put your hands
in
your pocket.
I'm saying it. He gives the little nod to Galloway. Galloway just goes on a post pattern. Boom! It's just a thing of beauty. Just
my guess is they've already upgraded at receiver.
Yeah.
Whether it's Galloway or Lewis that's out there, he's better. Are you saying then Stallworth or Gaffney?
I'm saying he's better than Gaffney.
Oh, okay. They've already upgraded over Gaffney.
Oh, I know that.
Because I'm sold on the Greg Lewis thing. I've only seen him play twice, and I'll be honest with you, he didn't leave a lasting memory. But
no.
He's sold as a route runner with great hands. That's a perfect fit for this offense.
I'm just hand him the trophy. It's all over.
And that's
it's all over.
That's exactly what he was yelling at a conference call yesterday.
It's all over. It's
Fred twittered that this morning, too.
Really? You twittered it's all over?
No, I didn't.
I think Fred's been drinking.
I have
since yesterday.
Yeah,
I have been twittering if anyone wants to follow me.
No.
How many followers do you have now? You had, four the last show?
I have 65.
Fred, how'd 65. You come up with that screen name?
Median A. It's copyrighted.
What is it?
What is it?
Me DNA. It's something you don't need to know.
Your own DNA?
M-E-D-N-A?
M-E-D-N-A.
Capital DNA?
Yeah. It's something I was working on before. I just want to keep the name in circulation. I have
his
it copyrighted.
DNA. His
I have it copyrighted.
No, you don't.
Me don't know anything.
I was going to say that too, but that's K. I stopped before looking like an idiot. You didn't.
He cracks himself
he
up
did.
Back there. His own stupidity is making him
sure
laugh.
To proofread those ads before you sell them next time.
Oh, God.
All right, webradio@patriots.com is the email address. It's webradio@patriots.com. A lot of emailers.
Greg Lewis
in.
Talked yesterday. We haven't even touched
Greg
on
Greg Lewis.
Normally in the offseason, a Greg Lewis conference call would give us like
plus.
Well, he's the one that broke
point.
The Tom Brady news.
Yes. Plus,
well,
actually, a lot of re-signings yesterday. Now, who's this guy from the Cowboys that they signed? Is he any good?
Al Johnson.
He's been around for 6 years.
Yeah. He's bounced around.
Decent backup center with experience. I mean, he started basically two full seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They re-signed Billy Ates. They re-signed Mike Wright officially.
No, Wesley Britt they re-signed.
Wesley Britt.
And Mike Wright.
And Mike
Billy
Wright.
Billy
Ates.
A couple of weeks ago.
He's a couple of weeks ago.
After they never cut him.
Ray Ventrone.
Ray Ventrone and
Tank Williams.
And Tank Williams, that's right.
Tank Williams.
Said with a pause and a point.
Well, no, but remember last year, that was the big talk. You know, and
it was the big talk because it was a camp curiosity.
But we
not because we envisioned him as an all-pro, except this. For that clown of an intern
but
we had.
But I think, and I'm not saying that this answers the depth issue at safety, but it is the kind of guy we forgot about.
But it's the kind of
guy
that would give you, like, six snaps a game that Bill would use him some way defensively in these – you're not counting on him to play 75% of the snaps and make plays.
You can't even count on him to be healthy. The last few years, he's gotten some major injury that's ended his season. So until he's actually out there on the field during a regular season game, I'm not going to count on him for anything.
It's a possible Julius Peppers trade, and Fred's getting excited about Tank freaking Williams.
The pieces are falling into place. Couple little other tweaks, and
I hope you're right.
Well, not to mention,
the road to Miami starts in Foxborough.
Even if this trade happens, they still have a first-round pick, 2 seconds, likely 2/3 when the compensatory picks come out.
Right.
I mean, now the draft becomes,
well,
what do you like? Because you filled your need at pass rush. You've done a pretty good job adding depth at corner and competition.
It's the horn of plenty, right? Cornucopia.
The cornucopia.
That's right. See,
this
Eric,
is more of a
Eric
corny
knows.
Copia.
On the phone right now is John from L.A. John from Palm Bay. John from Palm Bay.
Hey, how you guys doing? Happy St. Patrick's Day.
You too, John. You've been drinking yet?
No, I don't drink anymore.
Oh, okay.
Anymore.
When did you stop drinking? This morning?
No, it's about 5 years ago.
All right. What do you got for us today? You excited about Peppers?
I got a quick question on the schedule. I know that it hasn't come out yet, but we were looking at some events down in Miami. And me and my friend think that the Patriots are going to end up playing there Thanksgiving Day night. So I just wanted to hear what your thoughts are.
What makes you think that?
God,
because
they
have a couple events scheduled on the Sunday. Two Sundays have concerts. And usually we play them around Thanksgiving time.
Oh, the Dolphin Stadium has some concerts and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lord only says please no.
Yeah.
Because my wife will not be happy.
Yeah, I don't picture Thanksgiving and Miami going together, either.
The reason we thought that is because it's 50th anniversary. It was one of our rivals.
It could be.
We could wear our uniforms down there.
Yep. I'm just
on an NFL Network night game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a terrible sell in terms of the TV network's perspective. I've heard nothing about it, so I have no idea.
Yeah, that's the first we're hearing. But I wouldn't be in favor of it.
Dolphins.
All right, good. Next week I'll be buying guys lunch.
Okay.
Oh, yay! My favorite, John.
All right. John and Palm Bay.
Get on that, too, Jen.
Yeah,
you
just hung up the phone.
Schedule usually comes out in April.
Early April.
So.
During the owners' meeting, the annual meeting this weekend and into next week, they'll solidify some of the primetime games. So we'll probably hear some of that leak out.
Right.
And then a week or two later, we'll get the full schedule.
People start kind of filling in the blanks.
And there'll also be the compensatory picks.
Ah, compensatory.
No. I'm saying it the way you say it.
Oh.
Compensatory. Make it a multi-syllable.
Okay. Patriots don't stand to really get much there, really.
A third-round pick. I just said it.
Do you think they'll get a third?
Yes.
Is that definite?
Have you ever heard of Asante Samuel, who went from being an all-pro here to being an all-pro there?
No, but when you sign somebody, doesn't that offset it?
Who did the Patriots sign?
You have to sign someone of equal or better value to get something lower.
Who did the Patriots sign?
We signed a couple people.
Delpha frickin' O'Neal.
Yeah.
I don't even think he counts. Fernando Bryant,
who didn't make the team.
No, actually, Delpha O'Neal, scratch that. He doesn't count because he was a post-training camp.
Right.
These are true unrestricted free agents, I believe.
So Sammy Morris doesn't count? Oh, no,
it has to be at that position.
Lamont Jordan does. Oh, it has to be
at
the same position?
No.
You're right. It's a total number. It's a total number. That's right.
Lamont Jordan wouldn't offset anything. Okay.
You're comparing a guy who played like three games to a guy who had an all-pro season, started every freaking week, had interceptions, big plays,
because I know third round is the most you can get, and then it goes down from
there. But who did the Patriots sign?
Can
you give me somebody they signed?
I just did. Lamont Jordan.
They signed him in training camp. I'm not even sure he counts.
He doesn't count?
Okay. He might. I'm not sure, because the NFL does a great job of keeping this formula vague as can
be. I know that. That's why I'm not positive you'll get a third round.
Oh, wait, and then you'll spin it as they didn't get a third round because the league hates Patriots.
Exactly.
What we do know is that it goes by number of free agents signed versus lost.
Right.
And the quality of those players signed
versus
lost.
Both in terms of compensation and playing time slash production.
Right. So
But all those factors say they lost a very good one.
And they didn't have anyone that equaled his production when
Sam
he left.
Sam freaking Aiken?
So,
I mean, I'm struggling to find somebody who actually played who they signed.
All right.
It's pretty likely they'll get a third-round pickup.
None of the guys they signed late count, Seau's and Colvin's. And,
no.
I mean, who did they sign that made an impact? Nobody. The guy not that left,
impact.
Jason Webster,
no.
They were all on IR or got cut.
Right.
So if they don't get a third-round pick, then Fred's right. The league hates Patriots.
Webradio at patriots.com is the email address, 508-543-7482. So, again, Thursday, Flash is coming out, being released, according to Chris Ferreira.
I say we have all kinds of problems on Thursday.
I need to hear from people in the UK or Ireland. What are they doing for the game? Are they?
Oh, right.
What day are they going to be in London? What would they like to see?
Did you see the breaking news earlier? Sorry, Fred, nothing on the TV now. I didn't mean to distract you. Dan Rooney is going to be the ambassador to Ireland.
Ambassador to Ireland. That's interesting.
So that might cut into
as early as
Patriot
tomorrow.
Stronghold in Ireland.
Now, Steelers could become more popular. Help us if he does a bad job.
What does an ambassador really do?
Nothing.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
How do I get one of them gigs?
The only time you really need...
Eric, if your political career takes off, can you make me the ambassador to Bora Bora?
To Boring Boring? That's where you want to be ambassador to?
You ever seen the special in HD on Hotel Bora
Bora?
No,
you know what I would do? I would make you the ambassador to Ireland. Because you've got a lot of fences to mend over there.
I do. And I have, my roots are there. It would be good for me.
That's I like ambassador.
No. First of all, you put the emphasis on bass.
Go back on the phone.
It should have been on ass. You screwed it up. You said amb.
I didn't want to curse like Eric did last week.
It's amb ass.
He's not long for this show.
You amb ass.
All right.
Thankfully, we. How is that search process going? What I mean, we're gonna fill his void.
I don't know. He might.
Boy,
just...
this is like trying to replace Jabbar Gaffney. I don't think it'll be that hard.
That's true.
Wow.
Jag producer.
Don't go crying now.
The only guest he ever got was when Fred goes, "Hey, I got Vic Carucci's number."
We had Mercury Morris on in 2007.
That's like Jabbar Gaffney after last season, all the drops. Hey, Chris
Gaspar.
Hey,
our guy's on ESPN.
Faces on TV.
That was still Gary, though. Gary arranged that.
Right. But speaking of London, before Vic called in, we were talking about the food there. And I've heard not good things about the food in England, Fred.
Food's fine. Depends on where you go.
Well, that's why I want us to go somewhere where the food is good. I've heard mostly that it's not.
Well, you know, most of the nice restaurants have good food.
UK fans, please let us know the best places to eat in London and thereabouts.
Have like 10 months to figure this out.
Yes, but I want to know.
Why?
Because eating's a big part of what we do when we go on the road.
Oh, boy.
Not for you. You eat like a grape and you're happy.
Oh, that's inaccurate.
You do.
Not when we're on the road.
Because you try to be like one of the guys. Who
opinions
like, cool,
of
Eric,
John and LA's columns are still coming out. Steve writes in. This is Steve in Westford. He says that, I've just read John from L.A.'s second column and my head hurts.
It's you time may to need pull to, the plug.
You may need to take more action beyond the disclaimer. I suggest posting it on a website other than Patriots.com.
I agree.
I know his writing is snarky. He may not know it sucks. I'm not looking to get into listener-on-listener crime. I understand. I don't have to read it. But I want to read everything on Patriots.com, and this is painful. Can we all make a deal? Either John can call PFW in progress or he can write his column. I can't take both.
What about putting it on PFWinProgress.com?
It's fine. Anyway, it strikes me that last Tuesday's show tells anyone. That last Tuesday's show tells anyone new to PFW in Progress all they need to know about Fred Kirsch. Immediately after reading two emails and trying to fill the awkward silence about who can replace two gender, Fred asks, "Should I go to the emails?" Fred's perverted pause when asked if he was at the cheerleader tryouts because he was judging. Pause. I wasn't judging. No kidding, Fred. You were leering. In discussing Brandon Pettigrew, Fred not only burps in the middle of a comment, but he tries to stifle the burp and ends up sounding like a squealing pig. Keep it up, Fred. You're the genius man-child that drives the train.
It's true. Without Fred, we'd be lost.
Whatever.
Without Paul, we're great.
he's going to love hearing that when he gets back.
Josh writes, Andy does want T.O., who's a head case. Andy does not want Peppers, one of the top five defensive players in the league. I think that's pretty much all there is to say. Andy is a fool.
Why are those two things comparable? Were we bringing T.O. in to play offensive line?
I don't know.
I was bringing T.O. in to do what he does. Run deep and catch the ball 80% of the time.
Peppers, I've never seen discord among the team.
And by the way,
great locker room chemistry.
Julius Peppers isn't perfect. He had 2.5 sacks 2 years ago when everybody agrees he was sulking. Or 3 years ago, whatever year it was. He took the year off.
Went on strike.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much everyone agrees that's what he was doing. He was sulking. So let's not pretend he's this perfect character guy. I believe he also had a suspension early in his career for performance-enhancing drugs.
Right. He's not perfect.
None of us are.
Rajiv.
Unlike that guy who just wrote in, he's perfect.
Rajiv writes in, "This is my first email to the show, but I've been listening to you for nearly 3 years. And all I can say is that you guys do a great job. And, well, I do like the non-football talk along with the football talk. Just gives the show more flavor. I am not too keen on a Julius Peppers trade, and I am sure I'm in the minority. Here's a guy who's 29 years old and has always played in a 4-3. Now he wants to shift to a 3-4 and play outside linebacker, so that in itself is a big risk. Then there's the fact that the deal he will command will be huge, which might hamper re-signing players like Wilfork, Seymour, and Mankins. I just feel that we should use this draft to get younger and faster and re-sign our high-priority 2010 free agents. The last time we got a high-profile 29-year-old free agent with a huge deal had not lived up to the money spent." Adalys Thomas.
I agree.
So.
And the money would be probably about double.
AD could come in and have a Pro Bowl year this year.
Thomas is a little different because he played inside 2 years ago. So I don't hold that against him.
Right.
He was put in a position where he couldn't maximize his potential. Last year, he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So he still had, what, 5.5 sacks, something like that last year, despite missing November and December. So, I mean, he would have had a statistically impressive year last year, in all likelihood finishing with 10 or 11 sacks and decent numbers from the edge. So I don't think he's been a terrible disappointment.
No, it's just he didn't come in and do all the things that we heard that he could do.
Right, because that was overrated. Just like I think the simple, wow, he's a great athlete, he can play outside linebacker is a little, I mean, he's 6'7". He lists at something, but I've heard reports out of Carolina that he is actually heavier than that. So he's essentially Richard Seymour playing linebacker.
But he doesn't look
assume that happens. No, he doesn't. Which maybe, the problem is Seymour probably is higher than the 3'10 that he's listed at. So whatever. But, I mean, I just find it hard to believe that. I think you're rolling the dice there.
Okay.
6'7", 290, and we're just going to say, yep, he's a linebacker now.
What if he drops the weight? What if he's been trying to drop the weight, get down to 270, 275?
The 6'7 bothers me, too. You know I have a thing for height.
Yes.
I think you reach a point where you're too tall. It makes you too angular, too long.
There's a ceiling on height?
There isn't a ceiling, but there's a floor on the ceiling.
One of our emailers wants to know how your weekend went, Eric.
I know what you're talking about and who you're talking about, and I'm not going to answer that.
I don't. So tell
me. Wait a minute. Now, why won't you just answer?
Because I know who you're talking about.
Did you have a nice weekend?
I'm not going to answer that.
Why?
You had a date? Because there's I have a restraining order electronically against this particular email.
Well, I'm asking that. How did your weekend go?
No, because I know you're following orders from a certain somebody, so I'm not going to answer it.
Why? Is there something embarrassing that happened?
No. It's just I don't want to give that person the satisfaction of knowing that he has an effect on
Eric,
the show.
Eric, you and I have bonded.
Did you sell
recently.
Any art?
No.
Oh, this is about art? Oh, I don't care.
I thought maybe
you had a date. Did you have a date?
It's still going on, right? All month?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then next month there's another one.
Wow.
The store is always open at ericscalavino.com. He's always willing to sell. It never closes down.
Yeah, but you better bring your checkbook. He just won't come down in price.
Well, that's true.
I have come down in price for it.
Really?
Yeah. But not to the ridiculous number that this client is talking about.
Slashing. From 6,000
to
5,000.
In this economy, everyone has to slash.
Well, I thought artists should never give in.
Yeah.
They should,
no, but you
have
you're going to
have your principles. You've got to stick by them.
I do.
Screw economics. Screw reality. Stick by them.
He's laughing. He doesn't want to get
because he knows it's a little silly.
All right. We said that Craig sent an email.
Yes.
We haven't talked to Craig in a long time. He says, "Hey, fellas, long time no speak. I've been extremely swamped."
What?
And that's all he has to say about that.
That's it.
But he says, "I have my doubts that Lewis is the answer for third wide receiver. Comparing Gaffney to Lewis, who both played in pass-happy offenses for the last 2 years, Gaffney had 14 starts. Lewis only had one. Gaffney had 74 receptions. Lewis had 32. The yards are 917 to 522 and 7 touchdowns to 4. Even though we have Galloway now who has the potential to be a playmaker, I wish the Pats would pick up an up-and-coming youngster with proven skills like Lance Moore from the Saints. He has a restricted free agent, which would cost us a second-round pick, but he's only 25. Last year, he had 79 receptions for 928 yards and 10 touchdowns. That is a better season than T.O. had. A three-year deal for roughly $4.5 million is a bargain if the Saints don't match our offer. The guy runs great routes and eerily moves like Welker, except that he's even faster.
It doesn't take much. Welker's not that fast. Yeah.
If the Peppers deal falls through, I know the Pats will draft the guy that represents the greatest value. If still available, I hope the Pats select Connor Barwin to play outside linebacker. He's a converted end with a big-time motor that used to play tight end. The guy has mad skills and is one hell of an intelligent athlete, over a 40-inch vertical jump and a 40 time in the 4.5s.
Yeah, we know Barwin is a hot prospect because of the Vrabel comparisons, the tight end, D end. I would say the same thing about him I say with Peppers. He's played defense for 1 year.
Yeah.
That concerns me.
I would be more inclined to see them take a guy like Larry English at that spot.
Right. Both guys have questions, but one guy has proven he can get to the quarterback at the college level.
Yeah.
30-something plus sacks over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
His 40 time hurt him. But I'd be more intrigued by Barwin if they brought in Taylor or Peppers.
Oh, yeah.
Because then I'm looking at him as a project.
Right.
A 2 to 3 year. But
just to have him come in and contribute right
away.
If
we don't get Peppers and Taylor,
yeah.
I think they need a, maybe not Jerod Mayo, but they need somebody who's going to come in and play at outside linebacker.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Either in a rotation with Crable and Woods. I find it hard to believe Woods and Adalis Thomas are just going to be your 16-game starters on the outside.
I don't think so.
I mean, does Pierre Woods have one sack and two starts in his career or something like that?
Yeah, something.
I mean, he started a couple games before he got hurt.
Right.
Right.
So, yeah, I'd be scared to go. So I want Larry English type, a proven, productive. Okay, maybe I missed on Barwin. Maybe he's a better athlete, but I need somebody to play right now.
Yeah, and I'm also not convinced that they're done loading up at wide receiver.
Well, they could.
I think they might be one or two more acquisitions.
He's holding out hope for that Torrey Holt thing.
He hasn't signed with anyone yet, has he?
Kevin O'Connell's going to get jealous. You're making out with Torrey Holt all offseason.
Let's see. Craig says, I can't leave without taking a shot at somebody. Let's see who shall it be.
Andy.
Surely not my friend and fellow homie Fred. So here it goes. Andy, you have a head made for radio.
Andy, this
your little
Craig.
Fat buddy Craig.
Well, I can't believe he goes away for like 2 years
and
comes back with, I've been swamped.
Yeah.
For 2 years?
Since the Super Bowl.
For 730 days or whatever it is.
Since the Super Bowl, he has been just
right.
You couldn't up to his
chime
ears
in with
it.
Anything, any.
Well, we're glad you're alive, Craig.
Craig, email in again. There's something more to that story, and I want to know what
he
it
went
is.
To prison, I'm guessing.
Too bad we lit his
picture on fire.
He was getting pokied in the pokey.
Why did you light his picture on
fire? I'm kidding. I don't know where it is, though.
Ah, you took it down? That's how long it's been. We forgot he was part of the show. We took him down.
Steve,
now we have NAMBLA up. Northeastern Athletic Men's Basketball Love Association for
right,
Paul Perullo.
Paul.
Good
Paul
job.
That's a nice graphic by
good job by James,
buddy James
Wales.
That's great.
Way to go.
Paul won't like that.
Of course not.
What does he like?
Nothing.
Steve from Amherst, so is Tom Brady trying for a parking spot this year?
Yes.
You were all up his ass last season about his off-season workouts, so what say you? Speaking of asses, Andy, how is yours?
Been great.
May I suggest you attack the problem and not the symptom? 2 tablespoons of Metamucil a day.
I already do that.
Once in the morning and once at night will probably help.
Oh, really?
You're getting irritation from what's coming out, unlike Eric's problem of what's going on. See now? He slipped that in there.
You slipped
that's
that in
the
there.
Problem. He slipped it in there.
The old slip and slide should clear you right up. And just so Eric doesn't have a meltdown, Fred is hairy, Andy has a big head, Paul doesn't work, and 2G is useless.
Who was this?
So equal opportunity bashing.
Who was that?
Steve in Amherst, yes. I believe. I already do the Metamucil. I do it at night. It really works. I suggest
you do it in the morning, too.
I do it at night around 7, and then when I wake up like 6:30 next morning, I take care of business. So now I'd be worried if I did it in the morning.
Well, you could go through the whole day, and then when you get home at night.
It's working fine the once a day, it seems to be. Cleans you right out. You should try it, Fred.
Metamucil? Yeah.
And the berry flavor is actually very good.
So do you take it in the morning and once at night?
Night. No, I just take it at night.
Yeah?
I just take a heaping spoonful at night.
In a glass of water?
Yep.
Can you put it in milk?
Ooh, I don't think you'd want to. It makes it like a fruit punch.
Oh, yeah?
It's very good flavored. The only thing is you have to drink it really quick because it, the longer it's in the water, literally like...
Coagulates?
It turns into like a slushy and it's it's gross.
But I thought that you were supposed to take that in the morning.
I think Apparently once a day.
Really? Do you have to take it with food or does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter.
No?
They have pills now that you can take,
yeah,
but they don't work as well. I've tried those on the roads, road trips. The system doesn't stay quite as regular.
TG and NJ says wants
better
to know,
than nothing, but
all right, thanks for the update.
He wants to know if Paul is back from his NAMBLA convention. Not yet.
Nope.
I've said it before, and I got a Fred Kirsch like bad feeling about Peppers. He's too expensive and wants too much money, especially after the Haynesworth signing.
It's a groundswell.
I don't like that he took 2007 off because he was disgruntled about his money situation, not the type of player attitude that the Patriots usually target.
Say that. I was just going to say that.
Don't tell me Randy Moss hasn't taken at least portions of multiple seasons off.
Mm-hmm. They might be able to work out something this year, but down the road, can the team afford him? I want to be wrong about all this. Please, guys, help me to shake these Fred Kirsch tendencies and change my mind. Tell me how it will all work out. And did Pepper sign his tender or not?
No. No signing his tender.
Not yet.
And we told you how it worked out. Either they get Peppers and they have an elite guy on the end of the line of scrimmage in some form, mm-hmm, or they don't, and we have them stacked for years based on signing Jason Taylor and a few draft picks.
Look who's back.
Hey.
Our fat little buddy, Craig.
We got Craig's picture back up.
Yep.
But it's going to work out. I have faith in... Well, I won't lie to you. I'm going to be disappointed now if they don't get either Taylor or
They'll get Peppers. One of the two. I still think they're going to get Peppers.
You're like an SPFW guy. You think they're going to get anybody and everybody that's available.
No, I don't.
Oh, Holt they're going to get. Peppers they're going to get. Taylor they're
going to
get.
I didn't say they were going to. I said I wanted them to
get
Holt.
You know, they need a backup quarterback. Cutler's available. Why don't they go get him?
No. I never said that.
Somebody's at the door.
Hey, I'm Brian Lowe from Patriots Today. Now it's time for Andy Hart's Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. That's Word of the Day.
And obviously we're talking a lot about Julius Peppers, so the quick Daniel Twogender searched Pepper, apparently, in Urban Dictionary, and came up with Pepper Shaker. That's Pepper Shaker. Uh-huh. And it's an ancient Egyptian art of lovemaking.
And there.
What?
What'd you say, Ben there?
And there.
Oh, I could continue to say became popular in the later 1450s. Then I have to stop because it involves things we can't say.
It originated in egg pipe.
It did originate in egg pipe.
He loves saying that.
The 1450s. Was Paul around?
We got here.
That's a long freaking time ago.
Back to the 1450s with Paul.
Oh, wait. We should mention, I'm sure most of our listeners know about it, but the Bill Belichick clip on doing a little stand-up singing next to John Bon Jovi with...
Is that recent?
Charlie... Yeah.
I thought it was a couple years ago.
Yeah, I think that was a while ago.
That was a couple of years ago.
It was Charlie Weiss's foundation helped.
The video might have just been posted recently, but I think the event was a couple of years ago.
Oh, I thought it was recent.
I don't know.
Because I thought that somebody was telling me the story behind it that they'd heard from a friend who was at it, and it was a recent event.
Oh, maybe.
Because the thing behind it was Bon Jovi apparently said he would donate $50,000 or something if they did it, and
so,
they did.
But why would Belichick be at Charlie Weiss's thing then?
Why would he be at it then?
Oh, because they were on the team together.
Yeah, the thing I read online was that this happened when Weiss was still with the team.
So why did it just come out now?
Because I think it might just been posted now.
Yeah,
we'll have to look into it
Strippers.
More. But I don't.
I know it's been making the rounds lately.
Oh, it definitely made the rounds lately.
Yeah. Let's see.
This is disgusting.
Mark and Cheddar. The salt shaker?
Yeah, pepper it is disgusting. Yeah. Half these things, I don't understand any joy that comes out of them.
No, but there's for every weird thing, there's a person. Trust me.
I know from experience.
Mark and Cheddar says, due to uni and the clocks changing, which do change in England, not just for a few more weeks, I had missed parts of the show recently, caught up and have a few comments.
Uni? What's uni?
Due to uni in the clocks changing.
We got the clocks change because he was an hour late or early,
right,
or whatever.
Right. Uni.
UNI?
It's small letters, UNI.
UNI.
United Nations International.
Anyway, so here's his comments based on the last few shows. Eric, I personally love knitting. Always like to watch Antiques Roadshow Wilts Knitting. What TV program do you like to watch whilst knitting? Seriously, though, Eric, recently you have been brilliant. You have really stepped up and are pulling your weight. Also considering
I don't have Paul's weight to pull. That's why.
Also considering Paul's list of priorities goes 1 Big Show, 2 Northeastern, 10 PFW in progress. You have been pulling his weight too, which is no easy feat.
No one could do that.
Andy and Fred. Andy has picked it up recently as well. Just keep it going. And Fred seems to be doing a great job. Once I find some money, I will be ordering the PFW online.
That's 2.
No.
Oh, I thought he was going to say lunch.
That's not lunch.
Damn. No. Did you get the number from that other guy?
Yeah,
by the
way? Do need to remind people that's available. How did you get that, Fred?
He just shook his head. No.
All right. People are living overseas that are Patriots fans can now get the online version of PFW. For a reduced rate.
Not just overseas.
Well,
Canada, Mexico?
No.
What?
No.
I thought it was in PFW
International.
International, not Canada. That's overseas.
Not Canada. That's international.
They don't have to pay the extra postage. It's the people have to pay $120 to get it mailed to them that we're doing.
So what's the cutoff? What about Giselle if she wants to order it in Brazil?
Brazil would be eligible. Yes.
What about our friend in Bogota?
Colombia would be eligible.
So not North America.
Is the
you're
Panama
saying.
Canal, right. Canal
anything
the cut
outside
off?
Of North America?
Right. Anyone that has to pay that extra $120.
Who is
postage?
That? How do we know what that is?
We know
not North America.
When they go
obviously.
In, they type in their country, and if they're eligible, they get directed to this offer.
What about Bora Bora.
What's with you and Bora Bora?
I told you, Hotel Bora Bora on the HD channel. Great show.
Let's see. Mark says to Paul, work harder in newsflash. No one cares about Northeastern. On to the Patriots.
I have just one thing to correct on Mark. He said to Paul, work harder. He could have just stopped at work.
Do something.
A couple of questions about the rumored Peppers deal. 1, do you think there is any chance it will actually happen the way it is being reported?
Yes.
Sure. Why not? I agree with Vic. There's some information, so there's some dialogue, some interest. If it works or not is irrelevant. There is some talk of it.
2, assume it did happen. Does Belichick look like a genius again? Because he will have effectively traded Castle and Vrabel for Peppers. And as Vrabel was going to be a cap casualty anyway, it looks good to me. I'm sure that you said before the trade with Kansas City that if they wanted Peppers for Castle, they would have to throw in a second rounder or something. And last but not least, Tank Williams has re-signed. Do you think he will be cut at the end of training camp?
Very possibly.
Not Fred. Fred has him in the Pro Bowl.
I'm looking for big things from Tank Williams.
Fred, that Belichick and Weiss thing happened last Thursday in New York.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, wow. Then I stand corrected.
Screw you. Thank you.
Wow. In New York.
So the thing that was written up was wrong then?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And once again, Andy Hart. Right.
So that's in New York. So Weiss must have, he must be still living around New Jersey area or something. Or, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they live in South Bend, but. Bon Jovi's from New Jersey.
Pretty sure he could have a house a couple places.
You know,
maybe they did it there.
It was at like a benefit dinner they were hosting.
No, it said the Hannah thing. That's Charlie Weiss's thing. And I know that.
And the performance earned him $50,000 from Bon Jovi. It was like a dare or something.
Yeah. Huh.
He said he would donate $50,000 or something like that.
Okay.
That's one thing that I heard him debating on WEEI this morning before Schefter came on is the whole that this was some grand scheme. And that's why you took a second-round pick, because Carolina wanted a second-round pick. That's the reason you settled for less when there was first-round picks out there. That's stupid. Because don't tell me you couldn't trade a 17th pick in the draft and get a 33rd, 34th, 35th pick back and something else.
Right.
You can always trade that commodity that is a first-round pick.
Yeah, I'm not buying that whole thing.
I'm not either.
Yeah,
I think the time element is probably more likely. They wanted Castle off the books. Mm-hmm. They had a sure thing trade with the Chiefs, and they took it. They didn't know what McDaniels and Zanders were doing in their three-way deals. They couldn't chance it. And the way it looks now, that was a good call. Because the way that McDaniels has mismanaged that situation out there in Denver, I think you'd be playing a dangerous game if you were hoping he gets his ducks in order to make some deal with you. Mm-hmm. You took a sure thing with the Chiefs and Pioli. You got it done. Thank you. Move on.
On the phone right now is Anthony from Naples. Anthony, how you doing?
Anthony.
What's going on there, guys?
How you doing?
What's up?
Pretty good. I'm a little disappointed with the Joey Galloway signing.
Huh?
Why?
Well, I hope it still can happen, as in with Torrey Holt, but I almost feel like they might not go in that direction with him.
Yeah, I don't think that Holt is going to happen. I think Holt is going to go be a number one somewhere.
That may be true, but I just hope it's not to the Colts, because that would...
Well, he wouldn't be a number one with the Colts. He'd be a number two.
No, but he would be a big part of that offense.
The rumored team with the most interest is Tennessee.
supposedly they had what they thought was the frameworks of a deal to trade for him before he got released. So it sounds like he could go to Tennessee. But I still think at least two or three teams will consider him a number one talent, give him some money that the Patriots wouldn't be willing to give him. They have their one. They have their two. They have their money invested there. So I don't think that's the right fit. Whereas I think Galloway, if you believe him and his agent, he still has the speed, can still stretch the field, and as a complementary piece as a third or fourth receiver, why not? Low risk, high reward.
Never won a Super Bowl.
Never won a Super Bowl. Never sniffed a Super Bowl, I don't think.
Yeah, so, he's there to basically do the stalwart role. In
right. Exactly. Yeah. Catch 35 passes, but three or four of them might be 70-yard plays.
Right. If he gets you 700-800 yards,
sure.
10 touchdowns.
I mean, he's a guy for his career. I think his career average is just under 16 yards per carry. I mean, yards per catch. So he's a big play guy. Now, in theory, you go four wide. If these are your four and you have Moss, Welker underneath, Galloway, Lewis underneath, mm-hmm. and you've spread the field out left to right and north to south.
Yeah, I think they'll still probably pick another receiver up, either late second round or third round.
I agree with that.
I agree with that as well. Because, I mean, I think there's a chance Galloway could also get cut. Maybe they realize he's got nothing left.
Yeah. But he did have, prior to breaking his foot last year, he had three consecutive 1,000-yard seasons. So I think, if he's healthy.
12 sacks 2 years ago when Bill was kicking him to the curb.
Right, but that was an aberration. This guy had three in a row at this age.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't be stunned to see a 38-year-old receiver get cut in training camp.
I'd be mildly surprised.
So is everybody just overly excited about all this rumor talk with Peppers?
No. I would say the bulk, our emailers have been sort of a little dubious of it, a little trepidation here. Not as over-the-top excited as I thought they would be, or as even Fred Kirsch was yesterday when he found out about it.
Well, it's interesting. Yeah. I even went to one of the Carolina boards,
and
they're about split. You know, half of them are saying, oh, they need to get more, and the other half are saying, okay, let's take it. So it's interesting.
I wonder if that has anything to do with Adam Schefter this morning on EEI basically declaring like 99.9% that it's not going to happen.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know.
There's a lot going on with this whole story.
I don't know what to make of that report.
It's only come out recently, but there's a lot that's happened in like the last 20 hours.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit mixed with it. I'm not sure how to feel with it. Like, I think the name gets you excited and you think about the Peppers of like, what was it, like 03, 04, I think around those years, and you think about that and you're like, oh my God, what can Bill do? But if he does, I think he might be overhyped coming in, and we might be disappointed again.
I agree.
Maybe.
You know? That's just how I feel on it. I truly believe that I think this draft is so deep. Let's keep going in this youth movement. You know what I mean? Let's get younger. You know, I feel like...
Well, they still might be able to do that, Anthony. If they're only giving up the one pick, if Vic's report is true,
you still have a one,
two twos, and probably two threes.
I hear you, but I'd rather have that one be used on, that top two be used on a younger guy to come in and just, with Peppers, he's almost breaking 30, so it's just like we're not really going and we might have him for what, 3-4 years?
Well, you'd have more than that. I mean, he just turned 29, so he's not going to turn 30 this year or anything like that. He's got a couple years
Five, 6 years.
You're probably going to get 5 or 6 decent years out of him. The question I have is
the money.
Well, is the money, but the alternative that you're talking about, going the youth route, keeping 23 and 34, and maybe signing a Jason Taylor to be the short-term bridge to whoever you get. So I actually think, this could be one of those, they don't do the Peppers thing, and you look back in 2 or 3 years and say, wow, I'm pretty happy we didn't do that move.
Yeah, I truly believe it. I just think Jason Taylor is just sitting back, and he's just waiting. They've probably had discussions. They're like, hey, Jason, do the junior sale route. Just sit back, do what you want to do, and when time comes, you come over. I think they waited until after the draft, because if they don't really fulfill all of their needs in the draft, I think they look towards Jason Taylor.
It's possible, too.
Could be. I mean, the only thing that scared me off about Jason Taylor was the whole, I don't want to work out. And I don't know
Andy,
how
know
Bill
what?
Would feel about that.
That's the one thing that I have to take up with you. You keep bashing on Brady and just saying, I don't want to work out and this and that. Dude, this is not the 1950s or 60s, okay? When these guys are off of, not playing football or anything, they're not just lounging around and doing nothing.
No, but I thought the whole thing was the team atmosphere, the camaraderie, the Tom Brady's in the weight room in March just like everybody else and Ray Ventrone, and that's why we built a championship, team first in New England.
And luckily, there's 53. It's a 53-man roster, and one or two guys that just don't do that, I don't think is going to really devastate that locker room
if
they come in a little bit late. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Brady's here.
Brady hasn't thrown a single touchdown pass since he stopped working out.
Brady's here.
Oh, come on. Get over it, Andy. I don't know. I think that stuff is a little overrated.
I do, too.
He's just being an ass.
I think it's overrated, too, but it was put on a pedestal here.
Yeah. Well,
Last year, there were some other circumstances.
Yeah. Well, Andy, here's the argument, too, is that you're talking about a guy back in 2000 when he got drafted, as in Brady, in 01, 02, 03. You know, he was just still getting himself established in the league and had something to prove. You know, he wasn't Tom Brady.
I agree, but
you had to come in and work out. And guess what? When you're a 23-year-old kid and not But when you're a 23-year-old kid, 24-year-old kid, what else are you going to do besides party, work out, and be everything about the team? He's getting older. He's got a child. Hey, priorities come, you know?
I agree with all of that, 100%, but the image that was always portrayed was the reason he's so great, the reason he's Tom Brady, is because none of that has happened. He still works harder than number 53 on the roster, blah, blah, blah. That's why the team is so great, because you look left and it's Tom Brady working out with you. That was always portrayed as the image. That's all that I question. And if that was true...
Did he not do that in 07, before the 07 season? Did he have that number one parking spot?
Yes.
Before the 07?
Yeah, last year was the only year he didn't have it.
Right.
He didn't have the spot in... I thought he didn't have it in 07.
No, last year. Last year was 08. He had it the year before. He had it the year before. He had it every year up until last year.
Really? I thought because ever since Giselle got in the picture that he wasn't really hanging around that much.
No, I don't believe so.
I thought 07 was really the start of it, you know, the before the 07 season.
No.
I don't know. Listen, I give him a lot of credit than you guys do. I don't know.
Whoa. Let's not pretend
don't lump me in with Andy.
I think he's one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game. The issue I have is with his image, that he's one of the boys. You even said it, like, you know, he's reached a level where he's not one of the guys. So we can stop pretending and having his little weekly press conference in the locker room because he's just one of the guys. No, he's not. He's a two-time Super Bowl MVP. He's a three-time champion. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks that ever played. It's okay if he has a press conference. Ray Ventrone is not going to think any less of Tom Brady if Tom Brady has a press conference. Mm-hmm. Ray Ventrone knows what's going on. It's all a fabrication.
No, it isn't.
I just don't know why you got to get all upset, Andy.
I don't know either. It just bugs me.
He's just a contrarian.
I appreciate the Jordan rules, because Jordan was the greatest player that ever played. He's not the same as Jed Boucher or whatever that big white stiff was. Right?
You mean Will Perdue?
Well, there was another one, too. Whatever. My point is, Jordan was Jordan. Brady is Brady. They're different. They're great.
Yep.
So let's not pretend they're not. And I think what makes them great is they don't take advantage of it. They know that there's a line that you don't cross, that, yeah, I can get away with a little bit more because I'm Tom Brady, but in the end, I'm still part of this team, and team comes first.
And that's true.
So he's doing that then.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So stop the pretending that he's just one of the guys. He's not.
Okay.
Well, when he's with them, he is. He does not separate himself. Maybe when he's on vacation.
When the Learjet lands behind Foxborough and he comes off with Giselle. Right. Once he gets in the stadium, he's one of the boys.
When he does things on his own with his wife now, he can afford to do things that a lot of guys can't.
Whatever she tells him to do, he does it.
But he does not have that attitude with his teammates.
How do you know?
Yeah.
I know he doesn't, because of the way they talk about him.
It's all a fabrication.
It's not like Barry Bonds when he had a reclining chair and his own flat-screen TV in his locker room.
But that's my point.
Let anyone near him.
No. That goes beyond it. That's the line that I don't think Brady would cross. No matter how much rope you gave him, I don't think he would become T.O. or Barry Bonds or any of those guys. I think he's great enough to know where that line is.
Right.
So why do you keep criticizing him?
Because he's an ass.
that was the whole point of it.
Right.
I don't get it. The end, it seems like you're agreeing with me.
No,
and you're kind of contradicting
what
you're
saying.
No, but
that's the point of this show.
The issue I have is with the image that was portrayed. Let's just be honest and say things have changed. Tom Brady is not one of the guys anymore.
Yes, he is.
No, he isn't.
But you know what, though? We don't know. Even you guys, with the access that you have, you don't know exactly what goes on in the scene, or at least you don't share it with us. That's what I know.
There's one specific thing that I don't feel comfortable sharing that makes him not one of the guys.
Really?
What the heck is going on?
It's not a major thing, but it's I'm Tom Brady. and it's consistent over the last couple of years.
I know what you're talking about.
Everyone sucks but me.
And it's a clear delineation between him and the rest of the team.
Yep.
And so let's not pretend he's just like the rest of the team. I'm okay saying he's Tom Brady.
There's certain things that he has to do because of who he is, and a lot of it is to protect his teammates, to not, you know, expose them to a lot of crap.
Yeah, but I think I know where Andy's talking about, and I don't.
I'm dying to know about. Now. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that want to know.
Look,
but,
there's a lot of things that he's had to trade off in his own personal life, you know, because of who he is. A lot of it he'd like to get back, but you just can't. It's just
I'll
the
be
way.
Crying for him later.
No, I'm not saying to you know, but like if he wants to go to a public place, okay. A lot of times you have to call in advance and let them know you're coming, or else it's going to be freaking chaos.
Right.
Yeah.
You just have to do that.
When Giselle tells you to go buy milk, you got to tell them I'm going to buy milk.
All right. All right. Yeah. All right, Anthony.
All right. Hey,
you're calling in.
All right. Take it easy.
Yep.
He had a by the way.
By the way might have been lunch.
Might have been a lunch. I don't know if you wanted to hang up on him that quickly.
Two Gender does because he doesn't eat. Cause he's a
Tammy,
little pansy.
Tammy in New York writes in. She says, "Hey men and blank head Andy." I can't say what that
it
is.
It wasn't fat head, was it?
Is it really possible for us to get Peppers out for only a second? That's what the NFL Network is saying, but I find it hard to believe that Carolina would make a deal like that. But I also found it hard to believe that the Pats did the Castle deal. I really don't know what to think. Do you guys think we can really get away with having Peppers for so little? I'm trying not to get ahead of myself. And I would like to say thanks to Blankhead Andy for calling me a lesbo three times last week because I told him to stop drinking that Haterade. Just be a man about it, Andy. Bend over and take it like a man.
Oh.
Wow.
That was well done. Well played. What's her name? Tammy?
Tammy in New York.
Yikes. A lesbian name.
that's four if you're counting, Tammy. And you are, obviously.
I don't know where I saw it. Nah, I don't even want to bring it up.
What?
Well, I saw something that maybe the Panthers would be looking for more. That this was kind of
That was in the refuting story that they put up today. Panthers not aware of any trade talks with Patriots concerning Peppers.
Right. And even Vic kind of said the agent has. That's the number two pick is kind of what the agent said, has discussed that the teams haven't been involved. So there's a chance that the Panthers say, I'm not trading him for a two. We're getting a first-round pick or we're not doing it. So that's another hurdle in this whole process here. Wouldn't it be interesting if we look back? Maybe this is a year that changes the value of picks dramatically. If we look back in 3 years and say, wow, Castle, he only got a two, and then the two only got you Peppers.
I know that. You know, not just because of the economy, but because of the upcoming labor negotiations, this is on owners' minds. You know, what the value of these guys are, you know, not just free agents, but also rookies coming in. That's something that they'd like to redo. You know, so they didn't like it very much when Daniel Snyder did what he did.
Right.
You know,
speaking of that, the quote unquote rhetoric of that situation, I saw the new guy said he's hoping for peace and preparing for war.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And the owners, from what I've seen, are just flat out prepared for war. So,
brother.
See, a lot of that is.
No, I know it is, but it's certainly not good.
Yeah.
Last time it was more like they want to get it done before what's his name leaves. I don't feel a lot of they want to get it done before anything right now.
And they should.
I really dread that, like, next year and the year
I
after.
Do too,
if, you know, having to talk about all that stuff.
That is the least fun topic on the planet.
Really, let's
get it over with this offseason.
We love the NFL. We don't love that crap.
Not to mention, you know, hypothetically speaking, in it, were there a lockout, how long does PFW survive?
Not very long. I mean, what are we going to write about?
Well, that's kind of what I'm asking.
Yeah. Have to take furloughs.
Jets did that.
Yeah. Keith in Derby, Eric is worried about food in UK. He says British restaurant food has a deserved reputation for poor quality about 20 years ago, but things have changed for the better an awful lot since then.
Okay.
When you're over here, you'll be able to eat at every level from a run-of-the-mill diner, what we call a greasy spoon. Mm-hmm. Hey, so do we. All the way up to multi-Michelin-starred restaurants that are so expensive you'll need to take out a loan before you go in or be on Fred's expense account.
Okay,
I doubt that you'll be disappointed if you eat at any hotel restaurant in London. I can't offer suggestions because I live 130 miles north of the place, but you have no need to worry. And also, Amy writes in.
Hot Amy?
Amy in London. She says, hey, guys, in 2G, we have some of the greatest chefs in the world here in the UK. We do also have some of the worst burger joints in the world.
Oh.
You get what you pay for in London. Keep that in mind.
Mad Cow.
Talking about the London game, I'm worried about Paul.
Not Amy, I'm saying the Mad Cow disease.
Right.
Mad Cow.
Talking about London, I'm worried about Paul. He gets all cranky watching Americans jump around at football games. Have you ever seen English soccer fans at a game? If Paul goes to the game, I'm scared. He will be in all sorts of problems watching 60-something odd thousand English fans singing, jumping, and generally having a good time.
Notice how she said, if Paul goes
now,
to the game.
Yes.
She doesn't even assume that Paul's going to be working.
Eric,
right.
I'm not kidding about this.
What?
She has P.S.
Yeah.
Eric, how was your weekend? This isn't your other guy asking it. It's Amy.
Let me see.
So you've got to answer it. If Amy asks,
look, come around here. Look at the
hot thing. Amy wants
right
to
there.
Know.
I didn't write that.
What
in.
Is this infatuation with the weekend? What happened? I don't.
No, it's
Amy wants to know.
I had a fine weekend, Amy. Thank you for asking.
That's it.
Nothing out of the ordinary. There was no date.
No.
Was there supposed to be a date?
No.
Why is everybody interested? Is it just the art thing?
No. It's that stupid idiot from Chicago who's obsessed and always writes in, hey, Fred, it's you-know-who, ask Eric, blah, blah,
you
blah.
Would you guys shut up?
Where
Christ
was this show?
Sake.
It's in Newport.
Wow.
Next That's month's nice. Is in Bristol.
There's a lot of drag there?
On Bellevue Ave, yeah.
There's a lot of money in Newport.
Well, I would hope so, but they haven't so far invested in any of my...
Still is. Work. Nobody got rid of theirs.
Yeah. How's the attendance?
I don't know. I'm not there every day, Fred.
How does an art
Wait
show work?
Minute.
Do you have like a
so
card
you just,
there or something?
You don't go?
Every day? No,
if
I have to come here every day,
So if
Fred.
Somebody wants to discuss... on the weekend. If somebody wants to discuss the artwork, you know...
The people who own the gallery are there.
No, but they want to talk to the artist.
If they're that interested, they can call me. I have cards there. I have ways to get for them to get a hold of me if they want to.
Eric was home all weekend checking the phone. Is this thing
on?
Is it still working?
The artist formerly known as Eric.
I'm not.
That gonna, should be your name.
No.
Why not?
I think you should change it to Eric, formerly known as an artist.
See, that's not right.
No, that was good.
Thanks,
that
Fred.
Was not right.
But Amy, send in any. She lives in London, right?
Yes.
Can she doesn't have to, you know,
strippers
we don't have to read it. I
sent you a list of all the restaurants.
Strippers isn't from London. I want to know from someone who lives in London.
He wants to flirt with Amy for a minute here. Give him the
floor. Okay. Do you want to hook up with Eric when he goes over to London?
Listen to he's me. He's not Fred. Really gay. Despite everything we say, he says he's not gay.
Right.
He says he's not gay.
And you know what they say about men with big noses? You're,
God bless you, Andy.
What? You know what they say with men with
yeah,
big
it's,
noses?
Yeah, it's not true.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh.
Send us some specific recommendations for good restaurants in London. I'm serious about this. I really want to know.
Well,
good,
she has
I want
me scared because burger joints is like
PFW
Central. And
so
they have terrible burger joints.
That's why I want her to give us specific recommendations of her favorite places, her haunts.
She also said
places
she
likes.
So I need to look for like a $20 burger.
Give us every range.
Which
give us
like
30-pound inexpensive, medium, and high-end, if you could, please.
Yeah, the high-end, that'll be a... Thanks, Fred.
Two or three. You don't have to go crazy. Just two or three for each category would be great.
We have a clarification on what the uni means.
Well,
Jay in the UK says that it means university, so he was busy with university.
Oh.
So it's good that we have all our UK people listening.
That's funny how they call it university. In the UK, we call it college. Like, oh, I'm in college. Over there, they say, oh, I'm in university.
Right.
It's just kind of funny, isn't it?
Well, like here we say, well, I'm on vacation. They say there, I'm on holiday.
I'm on holiday. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Here we say pile of sticks. There they say.
They are right.
Wait, is a university there have to be a university?
I don't know.
Because here a university
right.
has multiple schools.
It's different than a college.
Right.
But actually, I think there's a school there, I believe, that's called University College.
Really?
Honestly, I believe
the
there is
that
one.
Mean?
That's the name of the school.
No, I know, but is it a college or is it a university?
That's a great
Where the
question.
Hell is it?
Rajiv says again, I like the Jason Taylor analysis. Get him for a year. Get the pass rush we need while retaining all our draft picks. This will pretty much take care of our immediate and future needs. I do not think Ray Maliuga won't fall down to us, but if he does, wow, I dare anyone to run on us. I think that the 2008 draft class really impressed Belichick, and I do believe that Guyton and Red might end up being steals once they get some game experience and training in case of Red along with Crable bulk up. Great to see Brady back. So,
and as Chris Gasper, who's now famous due to an earlier appearance on ESPN, so aptly pointed out on the Mike Reese's blog, there's a longstanding bromance between Tom Brady and Jason Taylor.
You've gotten a lot of mileage out of that one little
reference.
It was
the greatest thing ever blogged on that space. He called it a bromance. I love it. Isn't that a good word, Fred?
Bromance. That is good.
You like that? And that's, I think that's an apt description of what Taylor and Brady have going on.
Yeah.
They're both metrosexuals. They both have a clear affinity for each other. It's a bromance.
That's what you've got for that Clemson running back, James Davis.
Sure. Yeah.
Or, what's his name? You know, your favorite athlete of all
time. Rashad Mendenhall.
Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Bo. That's true, yeah.
Paul in London.
A Bowman?
A lot of our London listeners
good.
Listening today.
Good.
So, just a good day. I need to know what you're thinking about our trip, what your deal is, when you're going to be in London, do you have tickets, all that stuff. Anyway, Paul
you married, hot.
Says, happy St. Patrick's
too,
Day,
yeah.
Guys and Eric. First, can I wish former member of the show, Mike Prenny, a happy 30th birthday today?
Hey. Didn't even know. Happy birthday, Mike.
Second, when is Paul returning? There is a lack of bald and fat jokes from Andy, and I miss them.
I don't think he is returning.
There's also, a lack of bald and fat right here.
Also, when Eric's did Andy stop making fat, gay but... jokes towards Eric? He seems to be more sincere towards Eric than he used to be.
Well, Eric now carries his weight. He's done a fine job lately.
Finally, Jason Taylor at a low contract or Julius Peppers on a huge contract?
I'm coming around on the Taylor thing. 2 years for Taylor. Draft somebody. English.
Yeah.
Draft a
English.
Corner. Build the foundation of the future.
Because
mm-hmm. that would be thoroughly impressive. If you could somehow rebuild here on the fly.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that the
you
window's
didn't make
not
the
that...
playoffs, but let's be honest, you lost Tom Brady. That's why you didn't make the playoffs.
The goal, though, is get this Super Bowl out of the way. Win this fourth Super Bowl.
What are you, Fred?
Right?
Now we're just getting Super Bowls out of the way?
No. I'm saying you're talking about rebuilding, but that you still want to win one more Super Bowl before you have to start rebuilding.
No, I'm saying if you do the Taylor thing,
yeah.
based on everything else you've done this offseason,
right.
then use those draft picks, which is possibly six in the first three rounds,
right.
whatever it is,
first
five
three rounds.
In the first three rounds. Yeah. You could really infuse your roster with the future while clearly taking part of the present very seriously and competing for a Super Bowl. I mean,
right.
if
so
they get Taylor or Peppers, either or,
mm-hmm.
Right now they're considered the favorites by Vegas. You add that. Then
they were even before free
agency. Even without T.O., they'll still be considered, in most experts' eyes, the favorites to win it all.
Ask any expert.
Ask anybody, even people that live in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that would be very impressive if they could kind of pull that off.
Oh, I agree with that. I'm just saying, when you use the word rebuilding, it almost sounds like you've given up on something. Like they want to,
no,
they want to chase
that.
They want to get that one more Super Bowl this decade. And I know what you're saying. After that, it tends to be hard to repeat. So the window of opportunity to rebuild would be smaller if they did that.
Right.
I understand what you're saying.
You see this thing with Dora?
No,
she's like slutting it up a little now.
Dora the Explorer.
They redesigned her, so she's like
Dora the
more
Horror.
Fashionable. She's more of a
easy.
What? See?
The
one on the right?
Cormac yeah. from
she's
Ireland
tight
says...
Bandage.
She's growing up.
Sundress.
She grows up and she
but
grows up
aren't
and she grows
to
up.
Grow up. Cartman has been the little fat kid for the past 15 years.
Well,
Bart Simpson's been the little spike-haired kid for the last 20. They don't grow up. It's cartoons.
Cormac from Ireland says, hey, guys, and welcome back, Gary. It's only a matter of time. just wanted to wish you all
sure
a very happy St. Patrick's Day. I see Dan
you
Rooney
too.
Is going to be our ambassador to
yes.
the States. I didn't know he and Obama were so close, so that explains why Obama was pro-Steelers in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And so Steelers Nation hits Dublin. If I see one yellow flag, I'm going to dunk him in a vat of Guinness.
Oh.
Bring on the peppers. I'm off to chase girls, says Cormac.
Drunk. Oh, that's right.
It's
now,
it's,
is St. Patrick's Day big in Ireland, or is this an Americanized holiday?
I believe it's an Americanized holiday. It's funny you mention that. Over the weekend, I saw a friend of mine who's on the show called Ghost Hunters International.
It's a terrible show, sorry.
Well, whatever.
I sat next to a guy from Ghost Hunters. He's from Connecticut.
Which guy?
He's not the star, too, but he's
one of the investigators.
Dark hair, thin.
Yeah.
Wears a cap all the time. Is that the guy you know?
There are two shows. There's Ghost Hunters, which was the main show
but
that
he
started.
Went on the international one,
He went on
one
the
too.
International one?
Yeah. Because I mean, he was telling me that, you know, they don't know year to year that they're going to get canceled.
Yeah.
And this is like last year they got the call that they mm-hmm. just started an international one.
Right.
He had to go over to wherever, Transylvania or something.
Yeah, they did go to Transylvania
in
a
yeah.
previous season.
Not Mexico, though, because that wouldn't qualify as international,
no.
according to Fred's rule.
But there's the guy who's his co-host on the show is named Barry, and he's Irish. And they were in New Zealand a couple of weeks ago for a shoot. And they were celebrating. No, I'm sorry. It was last year around St. Patrick's Day. They were in New Zealand, and all these people were shut up. All these people were wearing green and drinking. And Barry says to my friend who's from here, he's like, what's all this about? And he's like, St. Patrick's Day. We're celebrating St. Patrick's Day. He's like, what do you mean? He's like, that's how we celebrate it. And he's like, don't you guys celebrate it in Ireland? He said, no, we don't. So apparently it's just a non-Irish thing, which is kind of
interesting. I bet
they drink. Oh, I'm sure they drink, but it has nothing to do with
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Interesting email from Amy. First off, Eric might not be gay, but I am. Sorry,
oh,
Andy.
Wouldn't that be a kick in the nuts? Eric finally finds a girl, and she's
dead. No, that would be great, Andy.
And she gives you some.
Think about it.
She gives you some restaurant ideas.
Okay, I'll read it after.
Now,
thank you,
seriously,
Amy.
Gay or dabbling?
I don't know. Anyway, Matt from Connecticut.
You're just
on
kidding,
the phone.
Right,
Matt, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. What's going on, guys?
What up?
You know, we're just hanging out.
See, how's Sienna going to do in the tournament?
Yeah, I'm actually going to just tell you about it. I got advice for you in this. Make sure you select Sienna over Ohio State. It's a sure thing. Book it.
Really?
It's going to happen.
Okay. Sure. Ask any basketball expert.
Idiot!
Yes, ask any expert.
Okay. Such an idiot!
And if not, you'll buy us lunch.
Definitely not.
Son of a...
But anyways, I was actually calling about the paper. The paper itself.
The newspaper? Okay.
Yep. And I got a question.
Yep.
I only get Sports Illustrated right now, and I know that takes, like, it takes me to get my Sports Illustrated, like, 2 weeks here at Sienna.
Yep.
So it's, like, the 2 weeks old. Would I be able to get that online version that's available to the international people?
No.
And anyway.
What's the question?
He's in college. The mail's slow. It takes him 2 weeks to get his SI. He wants the international edition of PFW.
No, but if in the States, if you order PFW, you automatically get the online version.
Oh,
for no extra cost.
Oh, that's good. So I would still get the
All you
got
to do is subscribe, and you get access to the online version for no extra cost.
So go subscribe.
Is it the same thing as
It's the exact same
thing.
It's the
paper,
thing.
Baby. Yep. It's beautiful.
Yep.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
All right. See you, Matt.
See ya.
Another happy customer.
When Sienna...
He sounded happy, didn't he?
The first happy customer.
All right.
Jay in the UK.
Speaking of happy customers, they don't get to hear Carol this week. She's on vacation, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, she is?
On vacay.
At Disney for the 752nd time.
I hadn't noticed.
She goes once a year, at least.
Neither did they. No one answers the phone when she's here. No one answers the phone when she's
not. Jay also straightens us out about the whole school thing in United
University
Kingdom.
And college.
Says, yep. We go to secondary/high school, then a 2-year stint in college and on to university for a degree.
Okay, so it's like junior college.
How long does the degree take?
No, it's a college.
College, he said, that first 2 years. So it's like a junior college here. You go for 2 years, and then you go to a regular school.
Yeah, but then in our case, you'd go for 2 years, but wouldn't you have to go for 4 years?
No.
Those 2 years
count towards another 4-year college.
How do you know?
Because I know people who've gone to junior college.
He knows a lot about
And he says,
I know a little about a lot.
In University College London is what you're talking about.
Yes, right. See, I knew it was in England.
So is it a college or a university?
It's a college called university.
Is it the first 2 years or the last four? Or all six?
I'll have to ask them. All six.
The two and the four.
Huh.
It's a university and a college. So you got to go to school for an extra 2 years?
It was my understanding that there would be no math.
Well placed drop in by two.
Unlike most of yours.
Iggy in Madrid. I know you guys are probably at this point fed up with the Julius Peppers trade talk.
No, not yet.
But we as fans are excited about it. I think that Adam Schefter is right.
Excited
the Pats do not have the cap space to sign Peppers and re-sign Wilfork, Mankins, and Seymour. So in my view, the only thing the Pats can get Peppers is by trading Seymour to Carolina. The trade would be good, of course, for the Patriots and probably for Carolina, too, if they somehow manage to redo Seymour's contract.
I could see that happening. I think we actually talked about that in a previous show.
I'd rather keep Seymour in a contract year. A motivated Richard Seymour is a scary player.
True, but I'm just saying I could see it happening. I wouldn't be shocked if that ends up happening.
It'll be draft picks.
Algidio is in Miami. Some quick true and false. First one, Tom Brady will be in Foxborough for the first day of training camp.
True.
Tom Brady will start the first game of the regular season.
True.
Julius Peppers will be a Patriot.
False.
True.
One true, one false.
False.
Oh, Fred.
Randy Moss will catch over 15 touchdowns this year.
True.
False. I say false.
Brady's back, so yes.
There's a lot of hands out there.
I know, but he will.
A lot of mouths to feed. Fred Taylor will lead the Patriots in rushing yards.
True.
False.
You say false. Who will?
Sammy Morris?
Lawrence Maroney. I'm doing it again.
Okay.
All in for the final time.
I like it.
But that doesn't mean he won't have a good year. He could still have 600 yards and be very helpful.
Vince Wilfork will be signed to an extension before the season starts.
True.
Wes Welker will catch at least 100 passes and will no longer be just a good little player.
True.
To the first
true
half.
True and false.
Right. He may not. He's already proven Paul wrong.
So is it Amy?
Yes.
Paul is a dork and wannabe Northeastern alum.
True.
Fred's head is actually bigger than Andy's.
I false. Think it is.
No, it is.
He's false. Got a big head there.
Not bigger than yours.
He's got like he's big through the cheeks and the jowls, so that the overall circumference
that's just
is
fat.
Bigger.
False.
That still counts.
It's the cranium that you measure.
I'm going with false.
I think we should do that. Do you have a tape measure in there?
I might. My head might be bigger, but
what
I
hat size you can't. Do you wear? Can't. You see, gotta. You gotta let.
It doesn't look as bad because my shoulders are broad, and Andy's got those thin little chicken shoulders.
Is broad know? A synonym for fat?
You got to keep the perception up at least. His head is the biggest thing.
And finally, Eric has secret fantasies involving Stephen Kuskowski and Kevin O'Connell.
False.
True.
False. It's just O'Connell.
And and occasionally, what's his name from
who?
The outside linebacker from Purdue.
Oh, Paul Kruger?
Kruger. Freddie Kruger chimes in. Gives him a little love.
It's no worse than your James Davis, sir. What the hell are you doing?
Okay. Chuji is
oh, he's putting
is measuring
beads over
my
his head.
Where have those beads been? Not in Eric's butt, I hope.
Oh. Let's see. Now, he just measured my head with these beads. Let's see if the same beads will fit around Andy's head. Not even close.
No, Andy's
not
head
even
bigger.
Close. You'd need two of those to fit around his head.
My mom tells me that's right. Keep my big brain.
Yeah.
That's what she tells you, all right.
She also told me I wasn't fat when I was little.
You're just big boned.
And then she gave you a house.
Shut up.
She did.
True.
She didn't give me a house.
That's true.
What are you talking about? She didn't give you a house.
You shouldn't joke about those things. IRS might be listening.
We'll end it with Mark from Cheddar saying, Eric, stop being a girl. The food in England is great. Simple as that. I have tickets for the Wembley game, and we'll be there on the Sunday at the least. University in England is like college in America. And yes, Eric, there is a university in London called UCL, University College London. It is one of the top universities in the country.
So I've heard.
So.
And I don't know about the food. That's why I was asking Mark from Cheddar, where they make good cheese.
Josh says, what the hell is Andy's version of the Jordan rules? The Jordan rules apply to a defensive philosophy the Detroit Pistons and other teams of the era applied when playing against Jordan.
The
they
Jordan
would use
rules
extra
was
brutality
the book written about how he could do whatever
general.
He wanted. It was
the
way
rules Andy talks about
that pertain to Michael Jordan, you clown.
The way Andy talks about it, he thinks the Jordan rules apply to special player treatment wrong.
It was, right. Who was that?
Josh from Arlington.
I hate Josh from Arlington. Didn't I have a feud with him once before about
you've
something?
You've had a feud with everybody about everything.
That's true. I can't keep track of my feuds.
You're just an angry, big-headed man. Just say God bless you, Josh.
God bless you, Josh.
There you go.
Or I could call you what Eric calls me when I annoy him.
I've turned over a new leaf with that.
He's with gas pole.
All right. Well, that's going to be it for this edition of PF. What day is today?
Here's what you do, Fred.
Tuesday.
Don't say next Thursday because it's this Thursday. So we'll see you noon Thursday. Then okay. That fulfills your requirements.
Okay.
How's that?
All right. That makes sense.
How's that?
Good, Eric.
But it's a soft.
Take the next 5 minutes off.
All right. Tuesday is a ta.
It still begins with a T.
A hard T, not a soft th. So therefore,
the first letter you put is T when you spell Thursday.
Yeah, but it's a soft.
It's not a
it
soft.
Doesn't work.
It's still the
it's
letter.
Not
it
as
works
good
the
as
same
the
way.
Original.
See you next Tuesday.
All right. We'll see you noon Thursday.